You're on crack.
Blog Talk Radio.
$20,000 into the future. The Predator is reaching to the nation. And the joy is the massive size of the DJ. Enjoy the sensation of running again. Welcome
to the TD show, other known as Technical Difficulties. Yes, you will be experiencing technical difficulties from 7 p.m. to the 9 o'clock p.m. hour. That's right, 2 hours with your boy, JJ the X-Man, as well as my sexy, beautiful, you know, fat-assed, C-cupped, sexy, fat-lipped, Cuban. Very sexy Cuban at that.
Oh, man. You see, then you wonder why your girlfriend gets mad?
Yeah, well, look, she's going to have to deal with it, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Oh, by the way, this is What the Fuck Thursdays. The program is now tuned in to mature. You have to be mature in order to tune in. So if you're mature, you'll definitely be tuned in. I don't know what's going on.
We're not on live, right?
Huh?
We're not on live.
Oh, we're on live now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Because I don't see the live thing and click here the thingy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know. Maybe last night's episode, you know, fucking did something to us. I don't know.
Nah, because he would have said something. Like, he shut us down in the moment. He was telling us, basically, do this or I'm just going to shut you down. And you didn't do what he did, he shut you down. Then he allowed us to continue the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's that.
Well, then, I don't know what's going on, but...
But, you know what? I see what you're talking about. It says 1224.
Yeah, and then it's we're on now. So, are we suspended for a week? Is that what that is? I mean, someone let me know what's going on.
Well, why don't you email that chick?
What chick?
The one that helped us out last time.
Oh, no, I actually emailed the guy that actually runs this.
Email him. Email that dude.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what's up.
All right.
Chocolate, I miss Chocolate. She don't call no more.
Oh, wait. What brought you to chocolate? What made you say something about chocolate?
I was looking at the friends thing, and I saw the little Hershey chocolate thing.
Mm-hmm.
On our friends list.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. And I'm gonna go to settings and see what's going on.
For real.
This is some bullshit. Tell you the truth, I think this program has a virus. Every time I try to go view something, it's a bunch of words everywhere, and then it just disappears. You know, let's see.
Yeah, email that dude.
Yeah, that's what I probably have to do.
I'm
making sure everything else is straight. That's right.
You know what's funny? That yesterday on the show, I seen, because when we were talking after the after hour,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at the thing and it said the show was today at 7 p.m.
Oh, so you saw that it said tomorrow at 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too, but I don't know what's going on.
And it had the time. And the reason why I remember is because I was going to ask you if you can change it to a little bit later. I like that 8 o'clock gig.
Yeah.
That was pretty comfortable. It gave me time to, you know, do what I had to do after work and stuff. Being like, I get out of work a little later now.
Yeah. All right, for shows, click remind. Let's see, for shows, click remind. Yeah, for shows, I host. Favorite show reminder. Oh, they actually updated the system. This is for no reason.
Maybe we've been talking a lot of shit, huh?
Huh?
Maybe we've been talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. If you talk too much shit, I guess we're on punishment.
Are we being punished? We didn't do nothing.
Yeah, hold on, SD. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to try it again.
All right, so hang up and call back.
No, y'all good. I'm just going to click out of this. I'm going to hang.
And I'm going to hang. And he's out. Oh, man, technical difficulties for sure. There's some shit. What's up, SD, even though I can't hear you? You can hear me, though, I think. This is some shit.
Alright. It just rebooted itself. I mean...
You rebooted everything? I'm going to refresh everything.
Yeah.
Should I log out and log back in?
I just went to my account and it says technical difficulties post upcoming show 12/24/2007, 7 p.m. See, man, this is the shit I'm talking about. Like, what the fuck, man?
Now, I remember you setting up the time. I swear I remember you setting up the time.
Yeah, because, but like this, we wouldn't be on right now if I didn't set the time up. Like, it says next show 12/24, but I'm on a show right now.
Yeah.
Because it counted down, like 3, 2, 1, and then, you know, now you're on your show.
Okay, so then we are live.
So
damn.
We are live, but no one can hear us, which means we're going to have no callers because they're fucking up. Now, I don't know if we're getting punished. I mean, I doubt that, but if that's the case, the shit is fucked up.
We're sorry. Say you're sorry.
Well, yeah, I apologize. I apologized yesterday, but shit is so fucked up. Like, I don't care, man. Like, if you have a problem with me, you know what I mean, be a man about it and send me an email stating, okay, you're on a week's suspension. It's not even my fault. You know what I mean?
But you see, I don't even think it's that because yesterday he didn't have a problem saying anything, so I don't even think it's that.
Exactly. Like the guy said, you know, switch it to adult. Okay, bet. I switched it from area one to mature, then I put it to adult. Then I allowed the guy back on the show. By the way, SD, you're unmuted. Then I allowed him back on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was an adult.
We did.
Now, I don't know, maybe Mr. John Sweet has a problem with this guy in general. If that's the case, I wish he would have typed to me and said, I have a problem with this guy. Then I'm like, all right, well, by all means, I won't allow him on the show then.
But
he
but
didn't say that. He didn't say that. Instead, he said, take it off of everyone and put it on adults. So I didn't do it because I didn't know who the hell it was. You know, I thought it was just another listener just being a smartass. And then he shuts us down and goes, now you're going to allow everyone else but not him. You know what I mean? Because I figured because it was on everyone, and I didn't switch it to mature adult. So then another listener, I mean, I thought maybe he worked with Mr. John Sweet. So he's like, all you got to do is you can keep the guy on. Just put it on adult. Okay, bet. Yeah. I put it on adult. We still bugged out. The guy still was here. He calmed down because we tell him to calm down. And now I'm being punished. We're being punished. And listeners can't listen to us. Well, hey, I got news flash for you. In order to have us with our ratings, how do you how do you put us back in our old slot? You see we're doing so good, you come in the room and just snatch it right from under us. So now we're doing shows for nothing because nobody's listening right now because it's not a live show. Why isn't it a live show? Because no one, when they go to the page, they won't see click here. Instead, they'll see next show, 12/24. But wait, that makes no sense because I have a show today, tomorrow, and the next day after that, and the next day after that, and the next week after that. So you mean to tell me from here till the 23rd, nobody's going to be able to hear us? That makes no sense at all. It really doesn't. It's and it's fucked up.
So we won't even call back for now.
Huh?
He should tell us if we're on suspension, so like that we don't even call back, because, you know.
Exactly. If I'm on suspension, then I'm not going to be fucking talking, you know, for nothing. Like, I mean, no disrespect, but shit is fucked up. I mean, like, you know what, man, whatever. Oh, wow. Missing arguments. The request has bad format. Yeah, whatever, man. You know, and then now shit is fucking up, and it's amazing. It truly is.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, man, this is some fucking bullshit, man. And it's like, the fucking thing about it, well, not the fucking thing about it, the good thing about it is, like, I know there's some good coming, so I'm not going to let Mr. John, if this is you, and if it's not you, then by all means, I apologize. But if it is you you're doing, because you are running the site, it's fucked up, dog, but it's cool. Everything you're doing to me, I'm not, you know, I'm a little pissed off, but I'm not pissed off to the point where I'm quitting. Nah, I'm not quitting. What you're doing right now is making me stronger. I'm not quitting. I'm sticking in there. My crew is here. I'm here. Damn it, I'm not getting paid for this shit. I do it because I like doing it. And if I'm not talking to nobody, then fine. By all means, nobody fucking listening. If nobody's going to listen for a week, maybe my crew might get nervous, but I doubt that. We get on here because we want to do it because we bug the fuck out. I mean, we do it for the fans, but if there's no fans listening, and if we're on so-called punishment because I did, what you told me to do, I put it on a delt and kept the guy there. If you didn't want the guy on the show, you should have came out and said, damn it, I don't want him on the show at all. Or at least send me an email like a man instead of snatching it my soul right from behind me. That's like giving me a club punch. I'm dancing with a fine bitch with a fat ass, and you just soccer punching me from the back. That's some bitch shit. And yeah, I'm talking out. If you take my show tonight, it's cool. If you delete me, if you get rid of me, you take my profile, it's cool. I'm not going to get mad because I'm just going to get tougher and go somewhere else. I'm on the rise, and my crew is on the rise. And we would not let anybody hold us down. And by all means, if this is the last night, and if this means that you don't want us on your show anymore, if you don't want us holding Blog Talk Radio down, by all means, it's cool. It's all right. I don't blame you, dog. I don't blame you at all. I'm not mad at you. Because you're just going to make me stronger and to go somewhere else and blow up big. I mean, it just would have been lovely to say, Blog Talk made me who the man I am today. But, you know, it's not a game. Now, you already know we're funny. You already know our show is a shit. And so does everyone else on here. But the hating, there's no room for hating. You know, we fell off. We wasn't up on our shit. We finally got up on our shit and just, boom, started getting calls. Hey, it was so bad, we had a snitch in the room that probably called you up and... We're so hot that you had to check up in here and fall back. You came in the room, didn't even say hi, guys. You just crept in the room, with you know, kicked your feet up on the coffee table. I was chilling, and then you heard. I guess I don't know who the guy is. You know, I call him Richard Head, aka Dickhead. That's who he is. He came on thinking he's gonna take over the technical difficulty show, and wound it up. He was there for a while. But we were shutting him the fuck down. You don't come on our show and try to shut us down. And you told him, you said you didn't want him on the show because of the maturity level. So I switched it after you kicked my whole call list out. Said, that man has power. Boom, let me switch it. I switched it. And because of me switching it to adults only, because of me doing that and continuing on with the show, our show, you mean to tell me I get punished? No one can listen to me until the 24th? Come on, Mr. John Sweet. Now, you know that's not fair. You know that's not fair. But if that's how you want to do it, by all means, hey, it's your radio company, right? So I guess you'd have to do whatever you have to do. You can do whatever you want. But all I got to say, dog, man to man, you should have said something that day in the chat room. If you didn't want him on the show, you should have said, I don't want him on the show at all. Whether you switch it from adult to X-rated, I don't want him on the show at all. Boom. Would have been done. Okay. Dog, you can't be on the show no more, dog. At least send me an email. But nah, no emails. No nothing. Instead, you just snatch our souls from behind us and give us the sucker punch in the club. You know, by all means, it's all good. It's not going to stop technical difficulties. Definitely isn't. If anybody's listening to this, y'all already know our MySpace page. Hit us up over there. You know what I mean? We would never be done. We're on a rise. Now back to my crew. SD, what's good, man?
What up, Mo?
Ain't shit, man. Dog, no one can hear us right now.
No word.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
But you know what's fucked up if it isn't his fault?
You know, like I said, if it's not his fault, then by all means, disregard everything I said, and I'm sorry, dog. I'm only human. But he runs it. So since he runs it, and that happened yesterday, that's the only thing I'm thinking.
But that's what I'm asking. You sure? You positive? You set up the times and you set it up right?
No, look. I set up all the time. The times, everything is set up. Like, everything is set up. What the fuck? Everything is set up. I set the time, the dates, everything. Cuba, if it wasn't set up, we wouldn't be on the radio right now. When I called in, it said I had 4 minutes left. You have to schedule a show in order to be on the show. And when I scheduled it for like 3 weeks.
I remember I was sitting there with you.
Yeah, so it's like I scheduled it for 3 weeks. So when we were just on, the lady is very sexy voice. Mr. John Sweet, who is that sexy ass overseas chick? She sounds like she's from London. Oh, man, she's so sexy. Anyway, but, you know, you wouldn't hear her say 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 30 seconds left. It would be nothing. You know what I mean? You see how when we came on, the intro came on? Because it was set up. If it wasn't set up, you would hear dead air.
Yeah.
So everything was set up. This is the fact that it seems like we got punished. It says upcoming show, the 24th. When you click in, you can't push the click here button because it's not there because it says upcoming show, the 24th.
I see that.
That shit pissed me off. Oh, fuck it. The show must go on. Enough about me. What about you guys? How y'all doing? Okay, I guess you're doing bad.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm colder.
Huh?
I'm good, son. Could have been better.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering right now. Yo, somebody's taking over our fucking show. Hold on, wait. I just went to the blog talk site, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I hear. Well, that's what I heard. I don't hear nothing else right now. Oh, the advertisement, maybe? Hold on.
It's probably advertisement. You clicked on someone else's show.
No. I'm looking at our little fucking skeleton with the little anchor thing.
Oh, no. That was yesterday's show.
Oh. Okay.
When that asshole was on there.
Okay. All right. Sorry, pardon me.
Yeah, you had me nervous there for a second.
Yeah, I was like, yo, what? No, you think? I was looking at the screen like, what the hell?
Yeah. Hey, Carla, you're on there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I can hear you guys loud and clear, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can. I'm sitting here listening to you guys. I'm like, I can hear this show. I'm like, what the hell's going on? What they do to you guys, man? What they don't like black people?
I worry, but we try to get on, and I don't see the click here button.
Well, look, I can hear you right now. Listen to this.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
I mean, there's no chat room. You can't go in there and type chat, but I can hear you guys.
I just opened a chat room just now, but how are you hearing us?
Easy. I clicked on where it says call all live now. I went on, and I'll show you guys on. I clicked on it.
But see, Kuba, she can't click on because it says upcoming show, 12/24/2007.
I don't know. I hear you guys right now. I mean, we get the background voices. That's you guys on a delay.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know what's going on, man, but...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. Maybe I have a... Maybe my computer has a virus or some shit like that.
But what happened yesterday, because, I mean, I'm going to show you yesterday, because I was so busy doing other stuff that by the time I got to my computer, it was like 9 o'clock. What happened
yesterday? This guy, he got on, and this asshole came on the show. Man, I guess you could say he was our guest, but he came on the show, and apparently the owner of Blog Talk Radio doesn't like him, or maybe because he was using too much foul language in my... maturity level was set to everyone. So I didn't know who the hell the guy was, so I just ignored him. Until he said, this is your last warning, and then all of a sudden I looked at my call list and everyone disappeared. So he said, you can let everyone, you know, come back in except that guy. But I figured because since it was on everyone, so I'm talking like, okay, well, what if I put it on the dope? Can he still stay here? So he doesn't respond, but someone else said, if you put it on adult, then you don't have to tell him to leave. So I put it on adult, and I keep him there. Well, it's like now it seems like I'm being punished. And FIM is not fair.
Well, they all have a show.
Apparently we're not being because we're still online, so.
See, they probably would ban me immediately because me, I get on there. My show be about anything and everything. Because number one, I don't pull punches for nobody. I'll be on there talking about the gays, all that stupid shit that people be doing. I would have people call me up and be like, yo, are you an evil motherfucker?
Oh, Lord.
I'd be like, listen, all this stupid shit that people be doing every day. Like this, man. My show probably get banned the first week. They probably suspend me for a whole year because I just don't care, man. Like my grandmother used to always say, if it look like a duck and sound like a duck, it's a duck.
Yeah.
So I mean this thing. I mean for this kind of radio show, it's supposed Blog Talk Radio, it's supposed to be about people getting on. Speaking their mind, saying what they want to say, that to where not everyone can't do it on public radio. I mean, you know, on public radio, but this will be a freedom of speech. So why would this guy want to ban people from speaking their mind? I mean,
but it's like you can't. See, I can understand in a certain way. Like the guy that came on the show, he was on some other shit though. Like he's talking about calling church radios and saying foul stuff. I'm totally against that. So it's like I wasn't letting that happen. I was going to actually hang up on him. But then instead, my crew was like, nah, man, nah, we ain't doing that shit, yada, yada, yada. So he paused on that situation. I mean, and then he switched his style up, so we shitted on him some more. It was fun. I mean, it was a good show yesterday. But
sorry,
in a sense, you got to understand that, you know, you do have, you know, there are, how can I put it? There are certain things you can say and cannot say. I mean, yeah, I know this is, you know, freedom of speech, you know what I mean? But you can't come on here and start talking mess like, you know, how, you know, like, for instance, coming on here talking about you sell crack or some shit like that. Like, you know, because nobody wants to hear that. That's number one. And number two, you know, it can tend to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, certain things can't be said, but when people go getting on here and speaking the truth about, you know, violence or drugs or anything that's positive, people shouldn't be getting upset about it. People shouldn't be getting mean and nasty about it. Because, I mean, you got people who want to find some way, somehow, to find something wrong with everything. That's the thing.
Yeah, true.
People like that, they just hate on every single thing. I mean, when I was in college, and I had my own show on in college.
Come on.
I had the hottest show in New York City. I had higher ratings than some of the radio stations had, and someone always found a way to bring my show down. So I always found a way to be like, well, you know, J-Fox, your show is just too absurd, or it's too real. I'm like, yeah, well, it's college radio. Everybody's tuning in. I call it like it is. And I played music as well, but my show was like this show. It was a talk radio show, keeping it real. I mean, it was called the J5 Entertainment Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called. But, I mean, believe me, people were laughing. I basically did it to where it made you think. It made you be like, well, damn, is he really talking about this? And to me, Blog Talk Radio is just like that. It's kind of radio show. People can call in, say what's on their mind, and have people think about what's going on.
Yeah, but I think what he's saying is that, like, you know, it's cool for people to do that, but as far as, you know, it is a way to say when is, you know, because in other words, no matter how much freedom of speech it is, we still live in this, you know, world called the United States, and freedom of speech is really bullshit. Like, it's not, you have freedom to say whatever. Like, if I want to walk up to a cop and say, fuck you, pig, I can say it, but there's always consequences. You know what I mean? I can get hit up for whatever. He'll come up with some dumb shit. You can get your ass whooped and, you know, sent to a bunch of cops that beat your ass and then lie and say that you had drugs on you. And now you're doing a bid because you wanted to be tough and say freedom of speech and go up to that cop and say, fuck you. So it's like, it's necessary. It's freedom of speech to a certain level.
Now, what it is freedom of speech. It depends on your race. It's freedom of speech for white people, but it's censorship for everyone else. That's what is really broken down too.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, it's in certain parts of the world, yeah, you know, like that Gen 6 thing that was going down or still going down. Like, okay, maybe in that origin, but like it's out here, like in Jersey, whether you're white, black, Italian, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Venezuelan, whatever. I mean, it doesn't really depend on race all the time. Like, you can't really play the race card all the time. Like, and I'm black saying that shit. Like, it's not always because you're black. You know what I mean? You just got to follow the rules, you know? So it's like we're on Blog Talk Radio. I'm thinking like, well, damn, it's freedom of speech. It's my show. As long as I ain't talking about as long as I'm not talking about, like, I'm killing somebody or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I mean, yeah, we do talk negative shit. We do curse a lot and all that. But, you know, I guess that's our freedom of speech right there, as long as it's on a mature adult level. But it's always rules. I mean, there's certain rules you can't do. Like, for instance, he wanted to bash other radio stations, so he was going to call on three-way. Even though he's a caller, that's what Blog Talk gave me a hang-up button for, to hang up on that pussy, because you're not supposed to be bashing other people's radio stations. You know what I mean? Like, so it's rules and regulations on everything. Everything has rules and regulations. And, yeah, you do have a freedom of speech, but to a certain extent. Because I guarantee you, if I was to really preach on that freedom of speech shit, I would not have a show.
Yeah, but you know something, though?
So that's why it's a certain extent.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing I admire about a lot of DJs, public radio, like the Howard Stern, the Star Buck Wild, and the Michael Bays and Steve Harvey show, stuff like that. They're national radio, and yes, they're celebrities in a sense, but even before they got to that status, when they got on the radio,
let's go.
They told you for off.
Oh my God!
How it was going to be, and we respect that. And I think that with radio and freedom of speech, there's so much stipulations on who you are, what you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, come on, I've heard people get on the air and talk about things way worse than what's on blog radio. Because the Star Bagwell show, I don't know if you guys ever remember listening to them.
Yeah.
Star didn't care. Star, he spoke on the public radio like we do on blog talk radio. I mean, he took the fine. Howard Stern did the same thing.
But see, whoa, pause, dog. You have to understand. They have contracts. Like, by all means, if my crew had a contract, what you fail to realize is that Star Buckwild, he makes money. Howard Stern, they make money, and their contract is strong.
Right.
So their contract is so strong to the point where they can say on radio, nigga.
Whatever the fuck they want.
Nigga, yeah, anything they want. They can curse if they want. You know what I mean? And if they get hit, then of course they're going to get hit with fines, big ass fucking fines.
Shit, ain't nothing.
But
in them.
Yeah, it ain't nothing to them because they're like, oh, well, huh? What's $10,000? That ain't shit to me. Here, boom, take that. And then they're going to come back on the air and be like, fuck, nigga this, nigga that. Because
yeah,
so, huh?
I say yeah because 9 out of 10, when they get fined, the big multi-billion-dollar company that owns the station is going to pay that fine for them.
Yeah, Clear Channel. Clear Channel is a big industry. I actually work for Clear Channel, a Philly station called Q102 in Philadelphia. So I do part-time things. You know what I mean? I do promotion productions over there. But it's like it's a big company. They own like a lot of radio stations over, you know, in the United States.
40 radio stations.
Huh?
This nigga's breaking up, B.
The channel owns 40. They own 40 FM stations and about 30 AM stations.
It's more than that.
Because I work for Internet Radio, and we work with Clear Channel. We book their spots for the radio stations. We deal with the agencies. We deal with the spots. We deal with we pay the radio stations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we have, in just our industry, I mean, wow, we're over $300-something billion, you know, monthly.
Yeah. So it's like,
yeah, because you got Clear Channel, you got MS, which is
Gavin Gill, CBS, ABC, all that other shit. You got so much shit that it's all over the world, and you don't only deal with just one. Like, let's say Clear Channel deals with the entire world. You deal with L.A., Detroit, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
you know, every single type of radio station.
Yeah, so it's like you got to understand, like, these brothers, it's like they're where we're going to be very soon. And my very soon is not like tomorrow, next month, but like maybe in a year or two. Like, we will be there. Maybe if not a year or two, maybe even sooner. You know what I mean? Because the way I believe it is, if there's a lot of hate going on, a lot of BS going on, that's because something good is about to happen. And something good is about to happen to the technical difficulties. And I feel it.
Oh,
I pray every night, dog. I feel it coming. You know what I mean? Me and my squad are about to be hit with something lovely. That's why it's like I get pissed off, but then, like, you see how I'm calm right now? Like, because I know something good is about to happen. You know what I mean? When people start hating, they smell like, you know what I mean, someone about to be blessed. They smell success. And when they smell that, they hate to try to bring you down. And they can't bring us down. That's why I said if they take the show tonight, by all means, it's cool. You're just doing us a favor.
Oh, believe me.
By all means, I would like to stay on Block Talk Radio. But if you happen to take it from me, then fine, you take it. Like, I'm not going to argue with you. Like, okay, well, whatever. It's cool.
Oh, believe me.
That just means that we won't make Block Talk Radio famous, more famous than it is now.
Oh, yeah. Well, believe me, one thing I learned the hard way, because like I said, for me, this is 15 years, and, you know, I'm still trying to get back into radio, because I've done TV production, and I did radio production a long, long time ago, and trying to get back into it now, and you know, it's hard to get into it. You know, the thing is, when you get into it and you make a name for yourself, oh, it's easy to go do what you want to do in this business. And you know, a lot of people don't understand it. Once you make a name for yourself, whether it's on Blog Talk or whatever, you are gonna make a big name for yourself. You're gonna go places, and a lot of people don't understand that, because one thing about negativity, being so negative about someone, it just makes other people more curious, more interested in what's going on, because negativity brings drama. Some people, they live on drama. Well, why do you think Wendy Williams' show was so damn big? Because she's a negative person. She's a drama, and people live on that.
Exactly.
So if somebody's talking bad about someone, they'll be like, well, let me listen to them. Let me find out what's so wrong with them and everything. And then when they hear for themselves about how good you are, what you're doing, then it makes the next person, then the next person, the next person hear about what's going on. Like my friend Alexa, she has a show. A Sunday through Thursday named Lexi Lex. I don't know if you guys ever listened to it or not.
Cuba.
From 11 to 1 a.m.
Hey, Cuba.
Now what?
Cuba.
Yeah.
He's talking about Lexi Lex.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wait, Lexi Lex is...
That's that same dude.
That's that dude that came on yesterday.
Oh, no.
You have a show with some other dude?
Lexi's the girl.
Yeah, but does she work with another guy?
No,
yeah.
I spoke by myself.
Wow.
It's an old show.
All right, because there's this guy that came on our show yesterday, and he put his number. In other words, I went on Blog Talk Radio, and I went under the search, and I put in PG-13 football. And her page popped up.
Oh, no, that's the guy. He used to fill in for her when she was out for like 2 weeks. I'm just talking about it's a white guy. He filled in for her for about 3 weeks when she was out because her grandmother and grandfather had passed away.
Uh-huh.
And I called him one day, and this guy, he's a white guy. He got jokes. He tried to put me on blast. He's telling everybody on Blog Talk Radio, J5 was a stalker, Lexi. So if you can, you know how black guys from New York City are. For me, I got on.
Did he make you want to cry? Because that's what I heard.
I got on there, and I said, yeah. So, you know, I know how you white guys are trying to get to a black college. You're trying to get some black pussy that you're never going to get. So you try to diss black people to build yourselves up. Everybody was cracking up. I say, no, I don't like white people. I said, white people smell like stale cheese.
Stale cheese.
Now everybody started cracking up. So then he wanted to cut me off, and then he gonna block me from calling to the show. But Lexi, I had a number directly, so I called up, and she was like, yeah, I took you off block and everything. He got offended because he's a white guy, who feels because he was doing her show, he should have all the power. He can say whatever you want, but not be insulted back. And I'm like this, if you can't take it, you better not dish it, because me, I grew up playing the dozens. You know, if you throw it at me, I would throw it back at you harder, the point to where you're going to either be upset and want to kill me, or you're going to start crying. So me, I like people who like playing the dissing game, because I get through with their ass and they feel real stupid. So that's probably him coming in under her name. And believe me, if she knew that, she'd have gotten upset. But because she don't play that. I mean, Lexi, she's a cool person. You ever heard her show?
Yeah, let me find out, Jay, you hitting that, man. You hitting that?
Nah, I wish I was, man, but she's always down there at ATL. I'm in Brooklyn. I don't do that long distance crap.
Shit. Yo, I'm looking at her show right now. It says whites invade the show again.
Whites.
Didn't they do some shit like that? Now look, go down and look at something about black something.
It says black folks.
Black folks.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, on Lexi?
On some shit, like, you know?
Wait a minute. Lexi, she's a black skin, she's a dark skin girl.
Oh, this chick is light skinned with a black shirt on.
Type in Lexilex.
Nah, don't type none of that shit in.
Nah, that's what popped up. The host, Lexilex, and it said, and it's the chick, is a chick with black hair, light skin, and she has a black shirt on.
With the arm sticking out.
Yeah, with her arm sticking out.
I appreciate
it. She's not light skin. She like she brown skin.
She look light skinned to me.
I mean, you see her in person. She's about
You seen her in person?
I seen her once in person. She's about what's her name's complexion. She's about Janet Jackson's complexion.
Oh Lord, that's sexy right there.
Yeah, she's on a website called oldnicole.net.
Hey, cool, but get in the chat room.
Hold on, wait.
Start the show, please.
All right, so.
Because me, I've been trying to get back in radio since 2001, and I'm still trying to get back in, but everywhere I go to, like, send my resume out to a radio station, even.
Why don't you get on Blog Talk, you know? You might become big stars like we're about to.
I would, but well, where's my computer?
You are.
My computer.
Hey, look, man. Let me tell you something right quick, dog. The day JJ the X-Man, 6'4", SD, and La Cubanita popped out of our mother's pussy, we was known to be a star. Matter of fact, the day our fathers nutted inside of our mothers, we were the star nuts.
That's how
we were going. We were supposed to be stars.
That's how it should be.
That's how we all came together. I didn't know this Cuban dust ball over here. I didn't know this dirty bastard over here in the background, the short bastard. I didn't know this. Well, I knew the tall tree stump in the face-ass nigga. My brother, 6'4". But the day our fathers got horny and had sex with our slutty-ass mothers and planted that nut inside of our mothers was the day that we were stars. So that's all I got to say, man. It's just too smooth. You know what? Stop hanging up, SD. Stop hanging up.
You know why the fuck I hung up.
Wait. Why are you saying to unmute me and you've been unmuted ever since?
How the fuck am I supposed to know, dog?
When I about you hung up? I heard you.
Hey! Don't come at me, nigga. Freeze that shit, nigga.
Pause that shit, nigga.
You two argue like an old married couple.
Whoa, pause that.
Dog. Watch your mouth, dog. You can save that for them other shows, my dude.
I mean, my dude.
You argue like an old, with a dog couple.
Hey, yo, J5, you old Mims in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, stop it. Stop it. You don't want to play the dozens on this show.
Don Armour in the face ass nigga.
What you guys sound like an old married couple? We don't argue with each other.
Oh, whoa. Let's pause that.
You sound like Fred and Marnie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell you what you sound like, my dude.
Yeah, nah, tell him, SD. I think he needs to know.
I don't care what I sound like.
See, he knows what he sounds like. That's why he said he don't care.
You know, to be honest, people's opinion of me these days, it really don't matter because...
Well, it's not supposed to matter, dog, because it's somebody else that's saying some shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Bitches, niggas talk shit about the kid all day. I don't give a fuck.
The day you start believing it and you start going down and losing focus is the day you're a nobody.
Yep.
Never listen to what anybody says. Like, you know, when I was younger, they used to say, oh, he has big-ass ears.
Big-ass Wayne head.
This and that, yada, yada, yada. That shit just made me stronger, and now I'm a fucking ass.
Now he got a bigger fucking crow.
Literally fly with those shits.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Cuba, how about you come over here and spread eagle on the floor and hold on to my ears while I tear that choke chop?
Straight up. Spread eagle.
Yeah.
Spread eagle. Put your legs up in the air like a damn light pole and spread eagle. Let's do some aerobics, all right?
These crunches.
Yeah, do some crunches. Damn it.
Fuck out of here. Now, like I was saying, can we start the show, please?
Yeah, the show's already started, man.
I mean, That's not the way. Not the way I wanted to really be started.
Alright, yo, so this is What the Fuck Thursdays. Hey, J5.
Yeah.
How did you, so when you said you went to the, you went there and you just clicked in and it was normal?
Yeah, heard y'all show.
It's not normal for me, but, you know, I really suck at apologies. But Mr. John Sweet, I'm sorry. I apologize for blowing up, you know. I feel like a dickhead now. I feel like a Richard Head, a dickhead.
Richard Head. What the fuck is a Richard Head?
Well, yeah.
You feel like
I apologize, man, and hopefully, I mean, I really like working on Blog Talk, but by all means, you know, I just need to shut up sometimes. I always got to add my 2 cents, so I like working for Blog Talk Radio. So I'll just leave it like that.
You feel like an R. Kelly?
Huh?
Come on, dogs.
Like an R. Kelly?
Wrong shit, man.
I had something to talk about.
Did you guys hear what happened today?
Yesterday we had 55 archives.
Yeah, man. You're getting it popping around.
And 45 callers. And 79 were live.
Did we really?
No, I'm really lying about that. But
yeah, I kind of figured you was.
It was really 39.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Let me ask you guys' opinion. You got to think about what happened today with the steroid situation.
I mean, it doesn't affect me, so I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, the steroids thing, that's a little out of control, man. That's definitely out of control.
Like, that shit ain't going nowhere, God.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
It's because them niggas fucking,
But it's hate. Hold on. Caller, you're on the air. You know what? Caller, you are on the air.
Jesus Christ.
You know what, man? I'm going to start writing numbers down, prank calling the motherfuckers. They keep doing this shit. I swear I am. If you have a 347 area code, you are on the air.
I don't know what's going on with them.
Come on, New York.
Prick faces, man, I swear.
Come on, you New York people.
Oh, daddy's long leg and the legs ass.
Shouldn't even be that way. New York niggas, New York bitches ain't shy, man. Stop it.
All right, look, man, I'm hanging up on you.
Yeah, bang on that pussy.
I ain't say trifling.
What?
Huh?
What?
Who is that?
This phone sounds like shit.
It definitely does. All right, Jay, well, I mean, hit us up in the chat room, and thank you for letting us know that people can hear us.
Yeah, because I came in with your show, clicked on it, and I heard you guys talking away, so.
Yeah, talking away.
I don't know what was going on with it before. Maybe they just told you guys you were suspended just to see what you guys would say, but.
Yeah, well, you can't get rid of us. I mean, I'm still staying. I don't care a fuck if nobody's listening. I'm staying. I'd play music all day. Hey, caller, you're on the air. You know, look, you know, I'm like, this is a message to all the people that are mute. Okay, if you are mute and you can't talk, don't fucking call. Because, you know what I mean, I can't understand you anyway, you broke bastards. You know, funny bunny faces ass niggas is calling up here. Just because, first of all, maybe you don't, you know what, maybe you don't have the internet. Maybe that's what it is. You don't have the internet, so your cheap, broke ass wants to call up here and listen to the show.
Find out what we're talking about.
Huh?
And find out what we're talking about.
Oh, I will find out what we're talking about, who we're talking about.
I don't like that shit, people.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
What you're talking about?
This fucking eavesdropping bullshit, man.
Disgusting.
Some people are just stupid like that. They just got nothing better to do.
What happened? What happened? Oh. Did I push that button by accident? Or maybe I did it on purpose. Hey, J5, man, I thank you for calling, man, but the show must go on.
Show must go on. No disrespect, man.
Yeah, no disrespect, man. I mean, I respect you as a man and as a caller, but show must go on.
Show has to go on. We can't go on with you trying to fucking get us shit to talk about. Doesn't work that way.
Yo, Cuba.
Yeah.
Did you have SD in the background?
Yeah.
SD's like, oh, Lord, come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Hey, yo, J5, man. Just because he called up again. Look, man, we have to go on with this show. It's like, I understand that, you know, you like hanging with the gods, you know what I mean, and the young lady over here, and, but...
We gotta keep it grooving.
We gotta keep it moving for other callers.
Yeah, we can't have one caller on here for like a half hour, dog. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we can't do that. I mean,
yeah.
We can do that, but that's not what we want to do, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So it's like you gotta.
We need to hear some other. We need some other type of persuasion right now, preferably female persuasion.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this is a female.
I mean, I just hope it's not the wrong female, but you know,
yeah.
Send them up.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. I hear you. I hear your fat ass in the background breathing. I knew it had to be her fat ass.
Oh, boy, what else is new? Get us sent up. It don't matter.
What's up? You're on the air.
I ain't never care. You know, if she don't want to say nothing, you know, you could hang up on her. Like.
Yeah, I can hang up on her. You know, there is a way to stop people from calling. This one that's just stupid ass know that.
There's always a way.
There's always a way. You know what I mean? All I have to do is just block this number and your cell phone number because I know who the fuck it is. So you can either talk now.
Or forever hold your peace.
Oh, forever hold your peace.
Disgusting. Hang up.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on you. Then I'm going to block you. And then I'm going to talk shit about you. So, I suggest you tune in, because I'm about to roll. You know what, Maverick, that's what you want. Forget, I'm not going to give you that. No one listens
Damn,
to your show. Nobody listens to your show, so you want me to roast you. I'm not going to roast
Damn,
you.
Man, God, like, come on. Like, I'm, yo, that's a
matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do?
That's a chapter, my dude, that should have been closed a long time ago after we'd addressed it the first
three times. Word.
Yeah.
Like, after the first three times we addressed it, it should have been shut down from there. But, you know, people do what they got to do to get themselves out there. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. Even if it involves them getting shitted on.
I mean, you could try to slander my name all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing but publicity for the kid. And I must be doing something. I must be doing something right.
Exactly. You are.
I have to be doing something.
You are.
For you to, you know, for the
kid. First of all, I'm going to tell you, dog, because you're skinny. You're slim.
I mean,
they don't understand that. They don't understand how can you be so slim. Just like they try to shit on Kuba. Kuba has a nice body. And they don't understand how Kuba can be short, no stomach. Well, she got little chichos. No little chichos, but that's sexy. On Spanish women. Real Spanish women. I know fake-ass Jamaican, half I don't know what the fuck I am. I don't know what I'm going to be for today.
Ain't nothing, though.
I mean, and she's short, just like this bitch, but she has a little chichos. She has no stomach. And then at that, she has a nice ass. This chick from the sloppy station, she has an ass like a fucking, like three linebackers standing side by side. Pause. What's going on? Looking like Jar Jar Binks and shit from Star Wars.
Let's move along. We already put in enough work.
Yeah, we definitely did. So what I'm going to do for them is I'm going to mute them, because since they're on our, you know, on our Richard heads so hard, I'm going to let them get a taste of a show that they would never be. I'm not going to let you talk. If I hang up on you, you're going to call back? So by all means, listen to a show. This is what a show is supposed to sound like. We've been beat up and battered. Shut the fuck down. And we're still here.
And we're still here.
What's going on?
We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere. Errors all over the place. I can't play music. I can't answer the calls. Cooper's muted. SD, 6-4 is muted. I mean, I'm arguing with 6-4, SD, Cooper. We're still here. Does that not tell you something?
I don't know, you know.
There's nothing more to say.
There isn't, no.
nothing more to say. J5 is still on hold. Like, oh, you know what?
Listen, we done moved on past that chapter already also.
Oh, man.
So what I'm going to say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you handle the situation the way you feel it's needed to be handled.
Why, thank you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. What the fuck, Thursday?
Sometimes, yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, what the fuck is really going on?
Tired of hearing the same people, B.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it,
man. I appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I appreciate it, but, y'all, we need some, y'all. Boy, we need some different callers, man. You know, I'm tired of hearing Zipporah. You know, J5, I really don't know homie like that, but, you know, almost getting tired of hearing you too, Five.
Oh, shit.
I'm keeping it hood.
Hey, keep it real, dog.
I'm keeping it hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe motherfuckers are tired of listening to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And rightfully so, but, you know, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere, pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here, and that's what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling this blunt right now. Y'all niggas need to fall back.
It's about to be happy time.
It's not even happy time. You know what I'm saying? It's I'm about to be mellow like Anthony right now. That's all.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, J5, appreciate all the love. You know, support Brooklyn. You know, Brooklyn stand up. Brooklyn's always in the building.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they not in the building. We in the building. You know, and take notes of something. Then maybe you could get back on the air.
All right, he goes, all right, have a good show. All the girls call in. And then Kuba goes, he.
That's what homie said.
Wow.
That's what homie said.
Well, yeah, he said all the girls call in.
Word.
And then he says, I am hold. He meant to say, I am on hold. I just called in. People in this world who hate do it because they have nothing else going on in their lives.
Word, that's a deal.
Cooper says true. J5 says lots of laughs. You guys are off the chain. LOL. That's good. I am gone. I am just going to listen. LOL. Hey, it's no problem if you guys don't want me to call in.
Yeah, I would have told you I don't want you to call, Paul.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad.
We just don't need you. We just don't need you on the air for no half an hour, B.
Yeah, like, though, we're not saying don't call in. Like, by all means, it's cool to call in. But, like, that's like you coming up to me at my job and I'm working. And you go, hey, what's up, JJ? And I go, hey, what's up, J5? And I go, hey, and I turn my back to keep working, and you stay there talking to me. Like, get the idea. I am obviously busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to come out at you nasty like, yo, get the fuck out of here. I'm doing work. Don't you see me doing fucking work?
Wait, nigga, come back when it's my lunch break. Or
yeah, you know what I mean? So pretty much we're saying you can call in, but what you do is you come in, and we let you talk, and this is exactly what you do. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Whoa, though, what's up with the pausing? Like, are you a host?
Bird.
Like,
that's what I be feeling like when this nigga called him. Like, he's some type of host or some shit, but you know.
Because he be busting it up, and then when we say call you on in, he's like, yeah, call it, where you from? Like, whoa, though, that's our job.
Yeah, he's getting something.
Yeah, he's getting too comfortable. Like,
too comfortable, son. Put your shoes back on, nigga.
Oh, man. But, I mean, it's like I said, we enjoy the love. Like, we're not dissing you.
You're not in our house, right?
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't live here. You're just visiting.
You're just visiting. You don't want to start paying rent.
Yeah, like, when you start paying rent, then that's when we might decide to think about.
Yeah, I'm probably, we already got enough wild motherfuckers up here anyway.
Yeah, we already got a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. I mean, once again, you could, you know, every once in a while, call up and be Mr. Info.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Like,
we need those. I need to know what's going on in Brooklyn.
Exactly,
I'm
you know what I mean? You are Mr. Info from now on. So there, boom, you're hired.
Look,
but,
hurt. You're hired, my dude. You give us all the 24/7 that's going on. Right
exactly,
now.
But...
Mm-hmm.
There's a line between that. See, you can do that, but you can't parlay. Like, you come on like, yo, guess what? This is J5 on Technical Difficulties. This is the Mr. Info host. You come on, do your thing. Yeah, you. You know what
Straight
I mean?
Up, we'll even give you a little segment, my dude.
You know what I mean? But it's like you can't come on here like picking your shoes up every day for hours.
Like for the whole
hour and a half.
Yeah, we don't need that, my dude.
The only reason why that asshole was on there yesterday's show for longer than a half hour.
He's funny, God.
He was funny as hell.
Funny. Like, he was fucking hilarious, God. Like he was just hilarious. It was like jokes nonstop.
Yeah, nonstop.
Not jokes nonstop. Feel free to call up the number. You dig me?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. 347-215-8388.
Straight up. He's a funny character. Frank Rizzo in a face-ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But see, J5, you're getting a little sensitive there, man. What we're saying is that you can call in.
What's wrong with homie? What are you talking about?
He's talking about, first of all, Cuba's fucking it all up. She's treating
him. Yeah, I know. I figured she was over there too quiet.
Too quiet. She was there treating him like a fucking kid. Don't get upset. And then J5 goes, who, me? No, never. And then Cuba goes, it's how we do. And he goes, like I said before, I call in to show support. I know it's not my show, so I am not going to try to be a host.
I mean, what's your, forget it, man.
Look, I'm going to say this one more time, and then
I'm going to move on.
Yeah, I'm going to move on expeditiously. So this is the deal. What we're saying is, you're hired. You can be Mr. Info.
Straight up.
Okay.
You got a lot of shit to talk about, dog. Like, you got a lot of shit to talk about. You got a lot of shit in your mind.
Exactly. You come in and you say, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? We overlook shit like that. We look at other shit like, you know, but you actually bring some, you know, some character to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You bring a level head to the situation.
Exactly.
I mean, we need the level-headed nigga around here sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because, I mean, you got three assholes, a chick to kind of level it out. And we need a level dude to level it out.
Come on, we got three niggas in a Cuban. Come on, huh? Cuban, all the gangster. We got three niggas in a Cuban. Like, come on.
Word.
Gonna come out of that. Like, like, come on.
So it's like you can call in every day, but just for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
15, 20 minutes of fame, my dude. Like, come on. 15, 20 minutes should be enough for any man to get off. Pause. Yeah,
pretty much.
But, you know, it's all love. Thanks for the love and the support. You know, no disrespect and none of that, but, you know, we got to keep
going. Yeah, we may not be live anymore.
Yeah.
I don't hear you guys' show. All I hear is music in the opening of the show.
Fast forward, puss.
You're probably on the other page. And when you go on the page, you
can't hear us.
Huh?
Duh. He can't hear us, so even if we tell him, he can't hear it.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'm moving on, man. I said
basically.
All right, well, look, man, I'm going to play this song about Birdman, man.
Yo, what the hell? No. That's my short of line, God. Birdman?
Yeah, I mean, it's got everyone. You ever heard of 100 million?
Yeah, that's just
whack. That's just whack?
You know what? Go ahead, son.
Nah, I ain't going to play. It's whack.
I mean, you know what? Birdman in itself is whack, but you know.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You got control over this shit. I don't, so you know.
Oh, fuck that. With that response, everyone's going to be saying this shit. What the fuck is he playing this shit for?
I mean, I'll be trying to help you out, dog. Like,
That's exactly why I'm not going to fucking...
I try to get you some music, you know, a little something here and there. But, you know, I've only heard actually, like, let me see. Let me think. How long we been on here now? We've been on here for a good now, huh?
No, we've been on here for 2 days.
No, I'm talking about, oh, Lord, anyway.
Nah, this is the thing. This is the deal. I try to look for that, I even try to surprise you. I try to look for that.
All right, they're stuck on one track. Go ahead.
I try to get that, what is it? Murder Was a Case. But I couldn't find that shit nowhere.
I mean, they probably don't have that shit on the Blog Talk music shit, because Cuba was saying the same thing when I told her that.
No, I went on Bear Share.
Yeah, I went on different sites, too. I went on iTunes.
Yeah, I don't wrong shit. It's all about Aries, you dig?
Oh, Aries.
It's all about Aries. That's where it's really at right now. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, as long as we've been on this, you know, on this TV show, I think I might have heard, let me see, maybe like four tracks that I asked you to play. I gave you double that. But you all might have heard.
Every track that you gave me, I tried to download. Either I downloaded it or, you know what I mean, I couldn't. You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to go back in the day with this one then, man.
Yeah, give me something that I gave you real quick. Let me hear something I gave you. Maybe.
Hold on, after this song.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. A little CNN, Blast from the Past.
From Iraq to Kuwait, rolled up, that's the station. Regulation, CNN.
Don't front like this wasn't your shit back in the day, dog.
That shit, I ain't gonna front.
Hit us up on the jam line, 347-215-8388. Taking shout outs and dedications.
You got big, I got big. Yo, niggas try to shit on me and make history. Supposedly, I was the man that was supposed to be the head of the clique. Lips here, no niggas stick. Go my die, I smoke bogey, swore like Shinobi. Shoot up your block to make you know me. You ain't ready yet, slow down and recollect. Stay in the car, I start for law, body set. Yo, I'm on whack ball, look Paul, now I'm set. Acquisition cooler system, yo, the tech glisten. On a mission, shoot your back out position. Sound missing, 2-5 deep in prison. Kid, listen, dying across like a Christian. So fuck you,
fuck you.
Weak religion, in disguise. Nowadays I cut pies, the invincible, untouchable. CNN, it's both face, spitting and going in 10. Channel 10, we break 10, win again. Kid, you more on Pluto, homo doubts, just like Menudo, far from the sun. Can't feel the shit that I do, I stand in front of the judge about the lie, plus I'm high too. D-O-N-Y, A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop. Me and you, you got big, I got big. D-O-N-Y, A-N-Y.
I did it for the love of cash, your honor. Trafficking across the Arizona, coke in the marijuana. See my persona, glitters and gold. I like them up the money getters who stack, turn quitters and fold. Cash and hydro, eyes low, look the Philippines and buy those. Dragon late, Empire State caked up. Break up 100,000, now we all laced up. Shining, designer Lex, pearl lining. The final whining, cuisine sitting, masterminding. Round table climbing to the top of New York. Won't stop, till we get dropped on New York. Price of coke rise, chase snatch my enterprise. A million more, rookie cops thinking they live. We survive, game tight like Virgin Appy. Feds on our back, tracing tracks, the murder
tattoos. Murder on the deadline, read the headline. Noriega blast, but nah, move fakers. Get your back blown in Jamaica. Lay you in the earth and curse you and your maker. I told you fools to stop fucking with the Mafia. Arab Nazi, blow holes in your Versace. This war's mega, with the arm legger legger. Been doing this since March 6th with Claw Mega. Gorilla. Animal thugs with tripe looking. Your heart's took it and got blown in central booking. I'm La Illa, organized thug killer. Now you little monkey niggas wanna play gorilla. Officially, Mussolini, pump Hemi. Insanity, temporarily, my plea. The Jakes, never worry me as long as I'm free. For my niggas holding packs, nothing less than a G. Crime side of life, foul price to pay. Illegal life, trigger strike till we old and gray. When the flesh dry up and this world decay, reach heaven in the pearly white accurate. Until then, I'ma shine till the last sin. Resurrect through the birth of my son and live again. C-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop. Me and you, you got big, I got big. C-O-N-Y, F-A-N-Y, multiply, kill a cop. Me and you, you got big, I got big.
Today, but other than that, I don't know.
You got this black ass nigga. Oh, moonshine face in the face ass nigga laying down, ashy face ass nigga laying on the bed with my sister laying on his chest. We can't have that.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I went on my sister's MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
I went on my sister's MySpace page and I noticed some black ass nigga laying on the bed while my sister was laying on top of him. You know, that's hard to see. One thing she needs to do is cut her underarms. That's disgusting.
That shit is bushy.
Uh-huh.
That shit is bushy.
This shit is extra bushy.
Yeah.
This shit is extra dusty.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Put the mangoes down.
Put the coconut milk away.
And put the peach cobbler down.
Yeah. Put the
wow, what do you want?
Put the sofrito in the oven.
Well, I'm about to surprise her. Hold on.
She over there doing something.
I want, you know what I wanted? I wanted the Chris Brown, Hearts All Over the World.
Chris Brown. Chris Brown.
Hold on, hold on. We about to surprise her. Hold on.
Talk to shit.
Hola.
Speak up. We can't hear you. Speak up.
Hola, what?
Yeah, what up? You're on, what are you doing?
Homework.
Homework?
Yeah.
You by yourself?
Yeah, why?
I got three things for you, okay? Look, I know, how old are you? How are you going to be?
23.
Okay, I know you're a grown-ass woman and you do whatever the fuck you want. But, you know, I am your brother.
Okay.
And your little chillaxing, little chillaxing picture with this black ass, ashy face ass nigga. This nigga needs cocoa butter for his whole face. Damn it, how's your eyebrows ashy? How do you have ash marks on the corner of your eyebrows? Damn it, he has his lips sucked in like a prick. His lips is probably as ashy as his eyebrow.
She hung up.
What?
No, she's there. And then at that, have the nerve to be laying on top of laying on the bed.
What is the point of this?
And your ass is laying on his chest.
So what is the point of this?
The point is you're laying on his chest with that big ass nose, and you need to shave your underarms if you're gonna be taking pictures like this.
Wow.
Now I'm putting you on blast,
yeah,
Negro.
You didn't have to put her out there like that.
Oh, damn it, I'm putting her out there.
Retarded.
Who's that, Jermaine?
Something like that.
Ah, damn it, you're being a grown-ass woman.
Holy shit.
The grown-ass woman, shit.
Hold on.
The time is coming.
Let me mind mine.
Do you drink?
Let me mind mine.
No.
You smoke?
No.
We'll find out during your birthday party.
Yeah, I don't do none of that.
You didn't do none of that?
No.
You using protection?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it. That's how you get them. That's how you get them. You don't ask them if they're doing anything. You just ask them if they're using protection. If they what? You know what? Damn it.
What the hell, though? Did I miss something?
I thought this day would never come, but.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, my sister is. She's a grown ass woman.
All right.
And I don't know.
Right. You jealous?
Jealous of what? Like, what's really going on?
Jealous of what? It's the fact that, yeah, man, this ashy-ass nigga right here got the nerve to talk about my elbows, but look at his lips.
Ooh!
What picture are you talking about?
It's a new photo that she just put up. She loves that. I'm surprised she ain't put it as a damn display.
Why would I do that?
Because you're in love.
Not really.
Oh, sookie. First of all, whatever retarded friend you have, step your game up. She doesn't know how to spell sookie. What is she, Asian? She put, it sounds, it looks like sookie.
Sucky.
It's S-U-K-I.
So how do you actually spell that? Let me know.
First of all, you don't say sookie.
So how do you spell it?
How do you spell it? It's S-U-C-K, suck, E.
Sucky. I don't think that's it.
Well,
Suki, nigga.
It's not Suki.
I mean, it really doesn't matter what it is.
And, oh, whoa, and there goes, who's that stranger, I wonder?
You the stranger?
Nah, she's talking about one of her friends commented the picture.
Oh.
You got another girl. Who is this? Do
you.
We need to have a little talk? LOL. Are you happy?
Am I happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, I guess that's all that matters. Is he going to be at this party?
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. You know we're going to have... You better warn him.
Stomp his ass.
You better warn him. SD, how old are you?
I'm old enough while I was popping.
Are you 21 or older?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, oh, yeah. You better warn him. It's going to be 6'4", L.E., JJ and SD, as well as La Cubanita.
What? Who's L.E. and who's SD?
L.E. is, you know.
She said L.E.
You know, E.
Oh, okay.
And SD is 6'4's boy. Right here. Yeah, you better warn him. We're going to be on him. I might not be able to get in, so he might be lucky. But you know me. I don't like to take my hat off. I don't like to expose my big ass David Carter head.
Where the party at? What's really
the balding?
The Daoud head.
the
Brother Johnson BJ head.
Yeah, your pops do that
at home.
Brother Johnson. I don't know why they call. My father messed with this woman who had kids, and now they're our brothers and sisters. How that happened, I do not know. But they.
I haven't talked to them though.
Huh?
Have y'all heard from them?
I haven't heard from them in a while. Mm-hmm. And they had to call our father Brother Johnson. First of all, his name, there's no Johnson anywhere in his name. It's not even a J. So they call him Brother Johnson. Why? I do not know. But hey, look, as long as you're happy, but you know, I'm gonna grill that nigga. I'm gonna grill him hard.
Well, make sure you don't wear the stuff you're not supposed to wear into the place, then.
Yeah, where's
yeah? What's the dress code?
I think it's no sneakers. I know that.
Oh, it's corny.
How's that corny? It's called dressing. It's called you're grown. You shouldn't be looking like that.
First of all, a lot of us don't have dress shoes. SD, do you have dress shoes?
Not on hand.
You should.
Not on hand.
Give me some dress shoes. I mean, I look snatched. I look sexy in whatever I wear, you know, damn it. But I don't like dress.
I don't like them shits. That's all, basically.
Actually, I think I do have some dress shoes.
You know, I ain't got no problem putting them on. Getting sticky for the day.
So, wait, are you going to go to that club or you decide to go somewhere else?
I'm just going to stick with that idea but switch it up. If I can't get into Providence because you got to be 25, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And 32 degrees, I think they're 21 and up. So I figure I'll just...
What about Murmur?
Murmur, I think that's in the Borgata.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. I'm just playing it by ear. Whatever happens, happens.
What's the dress code for women? Because Cuba's coming. And you know how Spanish women are in Cuba Libre or whatever the hell you pronounce.
Nacho Libre.
I don't know.
No, I'm not going dressy. Like, no skirts or nothing. Jeans and boots are nice boots, but, you know, heels.
Oh, you can wear boots in the spot?
I'd be fine with boots. Yeah.
Women's boots have heels. They're different.
Listen.
All right, so what if I put some heels on mine and then sneak in and take them off?
You could probably do that.
I could probably do that?
With that one.
I look like a gaff. I look like a gaff.
What's that?
A fag spelled backwards.
A gaff?
Yeah, I was wondering what the fuck that shit was. what the fuck is a gaff?
A fag.
I'm like, all right, no doubt.
Hey, how old is your brother E that lives in Jersey?
My brother E.
Is he 21?
Ija. No, he's not.
Oh, man.
He's only 20. Yeah, no. I want him to come, too.
Hell yeah.
I don't even see how he would act, though. Like,
he would probably stand in the corner like a damn terrorist with his eyes, with his eyebrows over his eyes.
Let's go.
Frowning. A girl come up to him like, hey, Poppy, you want to dance? No.
Goonies.
Please get away.
This is, please get away. This is corny. What are you seeing this? Hoopla.
Oh, man.
What's so good about this? People are dancing in dress shoes. This is corny.
Like, really,
I'm going to call my friends and play a
well,
talk.
Wait a minute. E has dress shoes. Unlike y'all.
No doubt.
Yeah, the younger brother is definitely pimped out. I ain't gonna front. The brother does, you know, have some dress shoes and, you know, all that.
I mean, it's really not that hard to get drunk. It's not that hard.
My phone just died.
I mean, what else is new?
I'm sorry, little sister. My phone died on you.
Yeah, nigga, how many sisters you got, motherfucker?
Oh, I got 4 sisters and 4 brothers. But it's all different, you know. If Papa was a Rolling Stone, that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I know Papa was a Rolling Stone. I know your pops, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know your pops, nigga. I damn near know your whole earth, nigga.
you've been to Grandma C's crib before?
Yeah, I've been there.
Well, I don't know.
I've been everywhere. You ain't never there.
Yeah, I definitely ain't there.
yo, Grandma C's house is off the charts.
You said she what?
Her Grandma C's house was off the chart.
Oh, yeah. You see all them damn cats?
That's what I'm talking about. Your house is off the chart, my dude.
Hey, yo, Kuba, you think I have a lot of cats?
You think this nigga got a lot of cats, Sean?
I just have 6.
Yo.
Grandma C got like 20.
Yo, Grandma. Okay. Yo, Grandma got mad fucking cats.
No, go ahead.
I ate some tough cats. I heard they wasn't even hers. I heard they was, what's her name?
San.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
We taking over.
Jay Fox said, okay, well, when I get some good info, I'll make sure I let y'all listeners
know.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, baby Paul.
That's what I'm talking about. Now you on point. If you get the chance, tune into Lex's show from 11 p.m. to 1
p.m. Negative.
Her show is pretty interesting, somewhat controversial, but interesting.
But we don't, we don't listen to too many other shows around here.
I mean, I'll check it out, you know.
I mean,
just because it has that word controversial,
that's why
I'll check it out. Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
Can you please get in the room? We got people in there saying what's up.
Yeah, like come on out here.
Like, the room is actually getting...
Popping.
Like, it's making me wonder, should I do the show from 8 to 10?
I mean, I'm here, dog. Like, I ain't got nowhere to fucking go tomorrow. That's a blessing right there.
No, I'm saying, like, from now on.
From
instead
now
of
on.
7 to 9, 8 to 10. I don't know.
I guess we'll ponder that over.
Yeah, we'll play that by ear. He said you won't be... J-Fox said you won't be disappointed.
I mean, I shouldn't be disappointed. Oh, you talking about if I go check out Homegirl show?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
I mean, I'm not really there for the disappointment, you know.
Hey, I want to give a big shout-out to guest 2197 as well as 2194. Mm-hmm. And, we got Sinister Squirrel in the building. What's good, baby Paul?
Sinister.
You said I had to log in.
Yeah, you gotta log in. No way, baby Paul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we got Adam Greenfield holding it down.
Get him in, man.
Get him in.
This is where it's at, man.
That's 2194. What's really good?
I don't know about the mother shows, but this is where it's really at.
Oh, he said he is 2194. Yeah, this is the place to be.
This is where it's really at.
Okay, Kuba, let's get this place popping. No doubt.
Get it Roxy in there, B.
Yeah, get it Roxy. Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out to Tamara. Oh,
nope.
Damn. I'm retarded. Tamara.
Tamara. Let's go Tamara.
Tumara.
Tumara. Tamara.
It's the number 2, M-A-R-A. So it's 2 and Mara.
I mean, I don't think she wants you to say it like that, but you know.
Well.
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's just lazy type. That's the lazy... They're lazy typing.
Oh, so they didn't want to add the T-A.
Yeah.
So it's Tamara.
I lazy type, too. I ain't in the front.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I don't feel like spelling out all that shit out.
Yeah.
That niggas know what the fuck I mean. Common sense. Just looking read and understand. That's all.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, well, Sinister Squirrel said we need to get some crazy calls. We definitely do, man.
Some what?
Some crazy calls.
Some crazy calls?
Yeah, we definitely do. What's good, man? Call up right now, 347-215-8388. That's 347-215-8388. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. It's now Thursday, December the 13th, and it's What the Fuck Thursdays.
What the fuck is going on now?
I mean, anything that makes you say what the fuck, like you see a fat girl with a belly shirt on in 0-degree weather. What the fuck is up with her? What's on her mind?
You already know.
You know? Or you just walk down the aisle and your guy or girl, you go down that way, and you just happen to see a badass mommy walk by, all black, badass girl in general with a fat ass. And it makes you say, damn, what the fuck was that?
I wonder what happened to my son P, God.
Yeah, whatever happened to P? I mean,
I don't even know, God. Like, I don't even know. That nigga been acting up lately, B.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, son, let's go watch the fucking Mayweather-Hatton fight. He's like, where are we watching it at? I'm like, we going to watch it at my dude's house. Nah, I'm good. I don't want to go. I don't want to see the fight. I'm like, son, start a little bitch, my dude.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on, son. Like, come on, dude. You know who you're talking to, man? Come on, Nick. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yo, come on, smoke this blunt, my dude. I'll probably smoke that shit with you tomorrow. Nigga, what you think? I'm holding this
tomorrow.
For you to, what do you think? I'm holding this weed for you for tomorrow, my dude?
Hey, I'm not gonna puff it and then hold it so I can pass it to you tomorrow.
Hey, what does this look like? Come on, son. This is not a my love. You know, that's still my dude. You know, it's all love. But you've been acting up a little bit lately. Really acting up. Plus, we missed your grimace in the face ass, nigga.
Ha ha. Oh, man. Oh, baby teeth in the mouth, ass nigga.
Oh, I know you're not coming at me.
Huh?
No, you're not coming at me.
I think I am.
Pump those brakes, you ugly Betty in the face, ass nigga. The fuck? Somebody put their baby to sleep.
Hey, Cooper, that's your baby crying.
Put that little nigga to sleep.
Put the little bastard to sleep. Hey, Cooper, how you on the show and your one-day-old baby is crying? Put that little filthy bastard to sleep.
Yo, y'all niggas be watching that Keisha Cole shit. Oh, my God, this shit is hilarious.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what the fuck is going on. How the fuck is Keisha Cole, first of all, shorty's bad. And she has
Keisha
money.
Keisha Cole?
Yeah. And she has money. How is it possible for the family to be moved into the crib, big ass crib? Mom's getting cars and Bentleys and whatnot, and you still treat the girl like shit. If that was me, your ass would be out of here lickety spit.
Yo, them niggas be wailing, God.
It makes no sense.
Like, they really be wailing, God. Like, yo, what is y'all niggas doing? Y'all niggas know y'all on TV?
But that's what they do, you know what I mean? They're angry black people, and, you know, they fucking it up for us. And they're out there acting there, you know, acting like a bunch of lazy bastards, like a bunch of lazy N-words.
Yo, they be wild. Yo, Keisha Cole's family is mad ugly.
Hit the computer, G.
Huh?
Yo, what's going on the computer, man?
What computer?
Your computer, probably, nigga.
Right, what's going on? Yeah, big, fat, nasty girls got issues.
What's that? Hold on. What is that all about, really? Like, who are you really talking about?
Somebody in the chat room said they hate big girls with their bellies out.
I mean, that's my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hate big girls with their bellies out. Bam. Yeah, nasty. Yeah, dog, that's definitely nasty.
That's something I feel like I don't need to be a part of. Like, nah, God. What are you doing, bitch? Like, do you realize what you're doing? Like, do you realize you have on a short ass shirt and you're mad fat?
That's disgusting. Oh, they said that's JJ's baby. Nah, that ain't my baby. That wasn't my baby.
That's JJ.
Somebody's his stepchild, the Mexican kid. Oh man. Hey, if it was a Mexican baby, you know what I mean, it'd probably been like, da 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 da.
Mexican mojito in the face ass nigga.
Oh, nasty stank booty in the face ass nigga.
Ah, you old Lennox Lewis in the face ass nigga.
Yo, man, I'm going to tell you who would have sex with that fat, nasty chick with a belly shirt on. I think J5 will have sex with the big, fat, nasty girl.
Don't let him come at you like that, J-Fizzle.
Huh?
Don't let him come at you like that, J-Fizzle.
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it's just you that likes the fat women. You right?
I mean, hey, I dig on a fat girl every once in a while. I mean, fat girls need love, you know, not for me. I mean, the closest I'll hit a fat girl is in the head with a brick and call the police. Because she's trying to harm me.
I let a fat girl give up some good wop.
Oh, yeah? Well, because they're heavy-headed, that's why.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lexi Lex is in the building. What's good, man?
Lexi Lex, man.
And yeah, now, I don't know if it's the true Lexi Lex.
I'm hoping it is. And if it is, you know, your homeboy's a fucking character. he's a character.
See, now,
you know what a character is? He's a cartoon character. He's not just a regular character.
He's not a regular character. He's a cartoon character.
Yeah. You know, it's all love. What up, Lex?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but, I mean, you gotta understand, Sinister. Oh, apple and a fat chick with a butt. It's like, it's
different.
It's a difference. Like, a fat old booty is a chick with a small-ass waist. She might have a little chichos, but a little stomach. But a fat chick doesn't necessarily have a fat ass. I mean, she might have a butt because she sits on it, but it's wide and disgusting. Looks like a damn chalkboard.
Yeah, mad fucking cellulite on her. Shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, speaking of fat bitches, one just called up, but I'm not going to unmute her. But anyway,
unmute her. I want to hear what she got to say.
Well, she hung up with a fat ass because it's 1 minute past the tens, and she eats every 10. Just like the Weather Channel, you get the weather every tens. She eats every tens. And it's 1 minute, well, 2 minutes past the tens. Mm. So she's actually eating, you know, right now. Oh, country buffet and a face-ass chick. Oh, man.
Chicken buffet
eating. Yo, it's some fat shit, but did you know Pizza Hut has a buffet?
What?
Yes.
Yo, I don't even think you got a Pizza Hut out here.
Do they have a Pizza Hut out there?
Sean, I don't even think so, God. I haven't seen the Pizza Hut in mad long out here, dog. But where a Pizza Hut got a fucking...
Yeah, dog.
Oh, that shit is so
They
good.
Have a Pizza Hut, and it's all-you-can-eat pizza, dog. All-you-can-eat!
That's what's popping.
Dog.
I'm in the front.
Like a fat... I'm talking about fat people. Like a fat bastard. I'm numb. I'll be busting. I don't want to go in there by myself.
Yo,
or let me get one for the all-you-can-eat special. Like, that's just some fat shit. Like, I have to have
that with nigga. Hold on, I'm trying to remember where the fuck we was at when that niggas was acting like fucking assholes, God.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck was we at, B?
Oh, you're talking about...
I think it was before we went to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Before we went to Golden Corral.
Oh, we went to IHOP.
Damn, exactly foolish. You're exactly foolish in there. We didn't even stay in there, did we? Niggas got up and just left like, yo, niggas is out of here, God.
Yeah, it's funny, people. This is the day of the Puerto Rico parade in Camden, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We went up there to IHOP now. 6-4 was like, let's go to the Golden Corral. I've never ate there before. And I was like, fuck that. Let's go to IHOP. They got some good-ass pancakes. Right. So we go in, you know what I mean, ignorant, lazy Negroes. We go in, sit down. Now, we're looking at the menu. We're looking at the people that are serving the food. They look like ghetto Project Camden motherfuckers. So we're like, nah, I don't think I want to eat here. So we're talking, and, you know, he's like, dog, I'm telling you, let's go to Golden Corral. I'm like, well, fuck it. I ain't paying for none, so whatever. So the waitress comes over and says, what do y'all want to drink? So we order what we want to drink. As soon as she goes in the back, we get up and walk out.
Yeah, that shit was mad funny, God. That shit was like banquet houses and shit.
Yeah. So I see this big chick, Puerto Rican, and for some reason, the
yeah,
only big
chick. I was dying it too. Like, yo, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored. We about to walk out of this place. Let me just throw a little dart in it too before I step out. So I start darting the chick or whatever. Like, yeah, ma, what's good? You you know, all the particulars that you need to get to.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? I just left it alone. And this nigga Jader was like, all right, this nigga gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna pick it up.
Yeah.
So this nigga pick it up or whatever, you know. Back shorty number or whatever, you know. That was just in case shit happened wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a backup plan if it was really, really needed.
Yeah.
Once we got to Golden Corral, oh Lord.
That's when the fun started.
That's when the fun started, B.
First of all, people out there, if you never ate at Golden Corral, you got to. Number one, the food is off the chain. You can have everything you want. It's a buffet. Steaks, lobsters, they got tacos.
It was really
pancakes.
Awesome.
Huh?
Golden Corral, dog.
Oh.
Shout out to the crew manager.
Bro. Yes. And then not only do they have food, but they have some sexy-ass chicks.
Yo,
working
got,
their service.
Yo, they got some chicks. They got some chicks in there. I was kind of impressed.
Yeah.
And you know what was the best thing about it? We had the best seat in the fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
We had the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man.
The best fucking seats in the house, you know. Niggas was hollering at everything. Niggas was hollering at everything. Motherfucking people that was sitting next to us.
Yeah. Like, we was the rude ones and getting all the play. Because all the waitresses had to come our way because that's where their post was at.
Mm-hmm.
So every single one that came got checked.
Checked, you heard?
Got checked.
Checked.
The woman, the white girl that was trying to ignore us.
Talk about the goth chick.
The goth chick.
Yeah.
The gothic chick.
Yeah, she was wailing like, come on, Ma, like, you hate, like, you know you want, you know you like the attention. Stop playing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Crew manager. I like crew manager.
Crew manager's off the chain. I got a
crew
number.
Manager. She was like, I think she might have been the coolest chick in the spot, B. Crew manager, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the crew manager at Golden Corral, B.
Yeah.
Shout out to B. We ain't forget about you, B. We ain't forget about
B,
you.
B, who's B?
That was the shit that, that was that black shit.
Sinister said his girlfriend used to work at Golden Corral.
Oh, man. You probably bagged your girl, my dude. My
yeah,
man.
I'm sorry, though. I probably got your girl's number, man. Which one, though? Like, no disrespect.
Yeah, like, is that the only Golden Corral out there?
Nah, well, because he might be from somewhere else. He said
that's
check out
saying,
the Texas Roadhouse.
What happened?
Yeah, they do make some good-ass food. He said check, Texas Roadhouse.
Never
I guess
heard.
That's the place to eat at.
They don't got that shit out here. We got the hood shit out here. Golden Crust, nigga.
He said, no, she is fine. It's all good.
All right. Let's go, nigga. See, niggas don't
oh, like but see, yeah, nah, it wasn't yours then. He said he's from Bloomington,
Indianapolis.
But fuck the whole word up. India. Oh! Indianapolis. Ah!
Oh, Lord, man.
Bloomington.
You gave this nigga too long of a word, Paul.
Yeah, you gave, yeah, come on, man. You just.
Indiana.
Why can't you be. Indiana? Bloomington, Indiana.
Indiana, that's where it's at?
I think that's what it is.
Damn, you couldn't say Indiana, good?
Huh?
You couldn't say Indiana?
He's in the Colts. It's Indianapolis.
There you go.
Indianapolis.
Wow, what are you saying Pulis for? Like, come on, son.
Indianapolis for. All
right, well, what did you say then, Cuba?
Indianapolis.
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 There you go, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
There you go.
Woo! Damn, I feel like a retard.
I mean, you know.
Shit.
Something new every day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we got to school the young youth sometime.
Indianapolis.
Oh, well, he fucks it up right after he says it correctly. You got to school the youth around here sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, just sometimes, not too many.
Yeah, this guy said if you put in two girls, one finger, he said it's way worse.
All right.
Everybody, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to go to, this motherfucker said spell it.
Spell what?
Nigga, J5 got jokes. I know you ain't got jokes, dog.
Yeah, let's not even go there. Not go there.
I stutter sometimes. You stutter all the time, motherfucker.
Dog, why you just, yo, listen, man. Listen, B. You sound like my one of my niggas I know out here, my dude. This nigga, when I say motherfucking problem? Oh, Lord. I see him.
You know I gotta be a smart ass.
Oh, she gonna spell it out.
Is there a problem? I don't think so.
Whoa, this motherfucker spelled Brooklyn with two R's, one O.
Oh, Lord. You from Brooklyn, dog? You sure you from Brooklyn?
No, because he's spelling it as he speaks it. Brooklyn.
You got jokes, Mariah. I told you, you don't want to play the dozens on this show, Pa.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. I'm watching two. Ew!
What are you watching, dog?
Oh, I'm going to watch it. Hold on, wait. Two girls, one finger.
Oh! Hold on. What's the problem? What the fuck is the problem?
It was two girls kissing, and then one just started throwing up on her.
Ew.
Like, she put a finger in her mouth, and she threw up on her face.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh! That bitch is egg yolked in her face. Oh! She's picking it out!
I didn't know he fucking gay. No,
man, they gotta be sex slaves, man. Oh!
Come on, man, could y'all niggas...
Oh, you can even hear it dropping.
I don't even want to hear it dropping, Pa.
Ew, I put that shit on mute, because I'll definitely throw up if I hear that shit.
Ew! She's shitting in her mouth. Ew! This is nasty. This is nasty, dog.
Moving along. Yo, this nigga Floyd really fucked this.
You
must have
locked it, because...
Uh-huh.
Oh man, that's disgusting. These Chinese chicks, man, they do anything.
China bitch.
They do anything for a Klondike bar.
Yeah, they do anything for $5.
Hey, I want y'all to let's see. You said that's some nasty shit. And look, they are white women too. No, they were Chinese, dog. You need to look a little closer.
Oh Lord, this nigga Gaddy's getting fucked up.
Hey yo, Kuba, what is it? Meatswing.com.
Now.
I don't remember.
Everybody go to meet. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, why don't you look up the right
thing? Practice to some nasty.
Oh, it's Meat Spin.
Come on, man. Niggas don't want to see that nasty shit.
Yo, everyone go to meatspin.com.
To
oh, wow. J5 said Asian and white women would do anything for sex or money.
Not all white women, dog. Because if that was the case, Staten Island is full of white bitches. I'd have fucked them all. I love white bitches.
Hey, Jay, yo, Sinister saw that one. Hey, Sinister, how many spins did you get to? By accident, I got to 65.
65 what?
65. Yesterday was like 40-something, then it was 61.
No, it was 61 then. It was something like that. Hey,
you probably got like 80-something.
Nah. Hey, J5, I got to do it again.
Oh, where did you find that two girls and one finger? I want.
He sent it in the room.
Niggas fucking...
Oh,
Lord.
L.E. said that if you go to,
L.E.'s in the spot. Pussy.
No, he's not in the spot, but he said if you leave... He said if you go on YouTube and type in Meat Spin or... You type in Meat Spin, you see people like this one guy, he set it up on his computer. He had a laptop and gave it to his boy, and he put it as the favorites. So he said, hey, dog, he called him up and said, hey, dog, click favorites right quick, and I want you to see some, you know, look something up for me. So he said as soon as he clicked on it, there's a camera looking right at the guy to see his reaction. So he got on it. He's like, oh, whoa. So he called his boy like, dude, what the fuck is this? So his boy's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe you messed up. Try it again. So he does it again. And the guy's like, oh, no. But he saw the two girls won cup today.
Oh, man.
SD, when I say I laughed my ass off, I was laughing so hard. My phone died, too. I was laughing so
like
hard.
Yeah, it's like the fucking middle. Y'all was tearing at work. Oh,
I couldn't
man.
Breathe. I could not breathe.
I had to run to the bathroom. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to start laughing like hell.
I could not breathe, dog.
And she was, he's like, oh.
Yeah. I'm like, dog, man, you're going to like it, man. It's two girls, this and that, yada, yada, yada. She's like, all right, man. And he's like, yo, man, I'm going to punch you in the face if it's not. I'm like, dog, man, for real.
So he looks at it, he sees the girls kissing, and he's like, ah, oh, damn, I ain't gonna front, shorty is bad. All of a sudden you hear, oh, oh, yo, oh, oh, what the?
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, I gotta send you some shit.
Oh, man.
Ah, I was fucking crying, I seen this shit. Oh, man. I gotta send you some shit. This shit is fucking hilarious. And I want, yo.
And speaking of the devil, L.E. is on.
I was gonna say, I wanted to talk to you.
He must be listening. He must have heard us. Hold on. Let me send this in the room right quick.
Call that,
as a link.
Tell that nerd ass nigga to call up.
How come it didn't come up as a link?
Bookworm in the face. Bookworm in the face ass nigga.
Bookworm. HTTP. Backspace.
Damn, nigga working in this shit. Damn, E, I felt for you, E. You working in this weather right now? Shout out to the niggas that's grinding right now in this New York weather, B. Straight up.
Calm.
Shout those niggas out.
Maybe it'll work this time.
Hard life.
All right, yeah, there we go. Everybody, click on the link I just sent into the chat room. J5, click on, you know, that me spin thing and see how many spins you get to. It's a pretty fun game. Check it out. Everyone else, check it out. And for those out there in Radio Land that can't hear us or can't, that aren't in the chat room, go to www.meatspin.com. That's www.meatspin.com. And call us up and let us know how you feel about that. 347-215-8388. L.E., my brother, you are now, hold on, you're now on.
What do y'all like that nasty fucking disgusting shit?
Yo, dog, that was the nastiest shit I've ever seen in my fucking
life. Niggas like shit like that.
Wait, hold on.
I think niggas want to be a part of shit like that.
Wait, hold on, Izzy, hold on. What'd you say, E?
Dog, you know what's funny, you fucking bastard? I went, after the fuck right there, I went, and I fucking, I don't know.
You going up?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck around. I went on that fucking website, right?
Uh-huh.
And I saw that shit, and I, yo, you know what's crazy? Is I really started fucking dry heaving, like, seriously started dry heaving after I saw that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot he was with it. He was at the Golden Corral, right?
Yeah, but hold on. Continue. What were you saying?
I forgot that nigga was there. Yeah.
Hey.
Finished.
The fuck is this guy talking to the Mexicans in the back?
He's finished. I could have told you that.
So he's finished?
Yeah, he's finished in this country.
Hey, yo, hey!
Told you.
Oh, man.
Bang on him.
Oh, dick in the butt ass nigga.
That usually works. When you say bang on a nigga, that usually works.
Yeah. Hey, hey! Okay, I'm banging on him now. Oh, man. He says that's some nasty, crazy sight. Hey, J5, keep it real. How many spins did you make it to, dog? How many spins did you make it to? Nah, yeah, you're right. It's like, but it's funny because me and the guy from another company I work for, SD, it's like the guy's a brother, but he chills with a lot of white boys. And he said white boys, like, they will look at nasty stuff like that and laugh, like, oh, wow, that's disgusting, and keep looking.
Yeah, of course.
Like, with nothing.
Of course.
Sinister said he got like 40.
I only got like 20.
Huh?
I only got like 20.
Man, you're a woman. Look, I told you, my computer was messed up. So I was stuck on the page, and I kept trying to get out of there.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
But he's like, just like, you know, white boys are into stuff like nasty stuff like that. Like, brothers, we're end up gagging, throwing up, seeing some shit, nasty shit like that. White boys, they got the stomach.
I don't even put that shit in. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow. He said the meat puts you into a trance.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, going to lemon party.
Go to where?
Going to a lemon party.
Lemon party?
Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Like shit like that. Like, what's really going on?
Nah.
Listen, it's not half as gross as the other one.
You said, who is all white in here? Well, which one? The E-bomb?
Ain't nothing white about nobody in there. Maybe Cuba.
I think you're talking about the chat room.
Fuck all that.
Oh, man.
Hope y'all loving it. Hope y'all really loving it. Nasty motherfuckers.
Nasty motherfuckers.
That shit is disgusting. Oh.
Yeah, I'm watching Lemon Party, the video.
What?
Party.
Hey,
Lemon Party!
Oh, yeah! Come on, guys, you gotta do all that?
Okay. What's the point of that segment right there?
Now you.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on. You drink this magical yellow lemon juice. It looks like piss in a bottle, and you got a bunch of old nasty gaffy men getting undressed. Oh man, got this skinny ass old man. Got this guy with a rip in his underwear.
Come on, what is all these men doing undressing in front of each other? Like,
I don't know, man, but it's a bunch of old.
Motherfuckers is condoning this shit.
Yeah, it's a bunch of old white men.
I don't know, motherfuckers is funny out here, B. No, I'll leave that up to y'all, though. You know, y'all handle that.
A bunch of old white dirty men.
They take off their clothes.
All right, show me your boobs.
Like.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, Files a racist, man. I think he is a racist.
Come on, he's from Brooklyn. Of course he's racist.
He's, of course he's racist. He's from Brooklyn. Oh, man. So what's up, man?
It's starting to see a lot of white motherfuckers moving into Brooklyn, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, God. Starting to see a lot of white motherfuckers moving
into Brooklyn. They come to take over.
They're taking over, God. You see how they're trying to take over Harlem already?
Yeah?
Hell, what? You know how many fucking white people live out there now? Son, there's mad white people in Harlem, God.
Uh-oh.
All along that Adam Clayton shit.
Uh-huh.
Adam Clayton all along and white people. That shit was the slums around there, God.
Well, I guess they figured, you know what I mean, you're not going to take their shit, you know.
Like, I don't know. A lot of white motherfuckers are moving up. Much of y'all niggas hate. They're going to be the ones that's moving y'all niggas out of y'all motherfucking hood.
Hey, Cuba.
Hate them all you want.
Yeah.
Did you ever investigate on that guy's radio?
Investigate?
I didn't get to hear it. I was going to hear it, but I didn't have time before I came home.
Is he all right? Tell me if he sounds like this guy. Because he actually sounds like the guy does he sound like this?
He's a pussy.
Hi, is Elaine there, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Elaine. You don't know me. My name is Dr. I'm from Sonoma.
That's not him, right?
Nah,
okay,
not.
Yeah, I was told that you might be the person to talk to. I was parked in your lot a couple of...
That's him.
Huh?
That's him.
Nah, Duke sounded a little bit more fucking wise than that. A little bit more.
Nah, but you know, it's different because he's on the air. You have to remember. His voice is being recorded and all that. So it alters his voice.
I kind of figured when he was talking, I'm like, damn, I heard this voice before.
He's a pussy.
I definitely heard this voice before. Well, hold on, let me play some more funny shit, you know. Now the room's all packed and shit, and, you know, we got people listening.
Oh, let's go, Floyd.
Well, Floyd, what happened?
You're like fucking whipping this boy ass.
Oh, you watching the fight?
Yeah.
This is Frank Rizzo, car salesman.
Oh, Lord. Yo, I'm still waiting for my track, nigga. You thought I forgot? Oh, I'll play it after the song. So how you be doing me, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, man. You know what, man? See, shit like this pisses me the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're shitting on SD. That's why.
Is that why?
Because you're shitting on SD.
What the fuck is that?
You're on this fucking show. I told you. Hold on. Look. Listen, we're on his, I'm on his fucking, oh, wait, hold on, wait, wait.
Quit the music.
Hold on, wait.
Messaged me on AOL. She just told me.
Oh, no, that might be yesterday, so hold on, wait, wait, hold on.
That sounds like the asshole right there. What the fuck is going on?
Wait, what the hell is going on?
What the fuck, she hung up?
I think she, no, hey, Cuba.
Wait, 1 second, hold on.
No doubt. She got a call.
Maybe she doesn't know. Oh, all right, well, whatever.
We on this asshole show?
Yeah, I think.
Come on, man. Don't be. Oh,
yeah, I hope he knows copyrights, my brother.
Straight up.
And don't be using our flame shit.
Nah, none of that. None of that. I'm sorry. None of that, you fucking Tampa Bay pussy.
Yeah, you Tampa Bay prick.
None of that shit.
I want to have a bunch of people walking around. The flame has no friend. Whoa.
Yeah, man. That shit started over here, man.
Yeah.
And that shit is going to end right here, man.
Just like a white boy.
Yeah.
Take a nigga shit.
Yeah, just like a white fucking cracker.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that. They call us niggas. Well, we don't got the right.
Hold on. I can't get this shit to work now. Hold on.
Was that our show or was that someone else's shit?
Hello. Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling about the starter motor rebuilding.
Yes.
Now, what qualifications do I need?
How many years experience you have in rebuilding, American experience in rebuilding starters and alternators?
You're talking about probably 10. 10 years I'm in the business.
Well, 10 years you're in the business?
Yeah. It says here I need bench work too, huh?
Yes, bench work.
Let me tell you something, pal. I'm benching at least 350. No problem.
Now, we have a pretty heated discussion going on on another board. We're going to bring call a
pounds,
couple of
people. Pounds,
baby. Pounds. Oh, welcome to What the Buck.
Tell me what I need here.
Yes,
what kind of experience? What do I need? What are we going to talk about? Pay? Talk to me, Chief.
That's what I asked you. How much years experience you have on bench work?
And I told you 10, liver lips. Talk to me. That's right.
Okay, let me see.
Go ahead, Chief. Hello?
Yes?
What are you doing? Talking to your boss? What's the story?
Hold on 1 minute. Let me see if the boss is around.
You go do that.
You have to call back on Monday morning between the hours of 8 and 9.
Okay, the boss ain't around?
No.
All right, listen. With the bench work, we got no problem. I'm good with the calves, the thighs, the whole 9 yards. Plus, I can rebuild those starter motors. You got me, Chief?
Oh, you speak to the boss on Monday.
Yeah, I'll see you and the boss on Monday, okay, Charlie?
Okay, give him a call on Monday.
Yeah, you got it, pal. See you later.
Bye.
Oh, man. Jay Fox said he's not a racist.
No doubt.
Yeah, he definitely showed us something bad.
God, this thing is pissed off.
I don't know what's going on with the show, but I think... I'm not the brightest guy, you know, in the world, but I believe that the show is over.
Already? Goddamn.
Yeah, it's 8:58. The show was over at 9, so I don't understand what's going on.
Once again.
But normally I see, you know, how many times we have left. For some odd reason, I can't, let me go back on the switchboard. Maybe it'll show us.
Oh, shit!
What are you watching, on HBO?
Nah, I was watching the, what you call this shit? Mayweather Gaddy shit.
Oh, here we go, alright. We got 1 minute left. Alright,
this nigga's fucking crushing this now, oh my god.
Ladies and germs, Johnson, gentlemen, whatever, let us know. We're going to actually sign out right now, but stay in, because after the 9 o'clock hour... If we're still on live, we're going to stay on until probably like 10 o'clock. He said, this cracker enjoyed the show. Funny shit.
Oh, okay. I knew we had one out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the white women and the white...
All the white crackers and the Negroes and, you know, and the Spicks. Shout out to the Spicks, too. And the chinks and, you know, we leave nobody out.
the mix, all of that.
The dot heads, all of that, you know? With some, you know, racist player haters out there, you know?
Turban haters.
Yeah, turban haters, you know. Shout out to the niggers. Niggers and niggers, whatever.
Niggers.
You know, whatever. But I want to give a shout out to everybody that was listening to the show. Thank you for showing love and support. Big shout out to John Sweet holding it down. Hit us up on MySpace, www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Hit us up with the love, the comments. Definitely rate the show. And be here tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Why Friday. Please stay tuned to see if we are still on live. You know, I just need to know this because yesterday we seemed to... If anybody can hear us right now...
Please let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. Somebody call up 347-215-8388 or hit us up in the chat room.
Fucking call up, B. Call up, man. Call,
yeah, call up.
What's really popping out here, man? Call up. I don't want to make it seem like I'm putting pressure on the people, but call up. Yeah, like bullshit. But, you know, it's overtime right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, let us know if you can still hear.
Overtime. And if you can't hear,
hey,
it
what
now,
happened to the sound? He said, hey, what happened? The sound went off.
Oh, boy, we finished out here?
Yeah, I guess we're finished. Okay, thank you.
I was trying to download from here on out.
Oh, damn, it's the white man.
It's the white man?
This guy's a racist.
This guy is definitely a racist clown.
He's definitely a racist hater. Hey, Cuba.
Yes?
What did you think you found?
No, I can't do it now because I can't hear it.
Why can't
I do it later? I'll find out. Maybe we'll have a surprise tomorrow.
Wow, what was it on our show?
No, because I didn't have the window up, but I don't know. Let's see what happens. I gotta read the thing. I don't know if it was like, you know how sometimes after it plays it stays on for a little while.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was that.
But
so
did you go to someone else's show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you went to that guy's radio station?
Yeah.
What is it, WZZR?
No. I went into the radio station that he has, the internet one.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I can't even close my fucking bathroom door. I'll get locked in. How type of shit is that?
You can't close the bathroom door.
I mean, if I close this shit, I'm going to have a hard time getting out this motherfucker. I don't understand that shit. I think there's something wrong with the fucking lock or something, B. I'm saying, I was fucking wilding trying to get out the bathroom now right there. Like, yo, get me out the fucking bathroom! And the bathroom, downstairs bathroom is man small. It's a half a bathroom, so you know I'm claustrophobic in this bitch. Like, oh, get me out of here!
Uh-huh.
Whoa, I was spazzing, dog. Fucking nigga came and said, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, yo, I was stuck in the bathroom, dog.
Shit, knock that shit down.
I was ready to, so I was about to kick the fucking door off the hinges, my dude. I was like, I ain't police, so I'm not even going to do all that. Just got me scared to close the fucking door. No.
Wait a minute.
Big ass burn monk.
You know what? I think this guy... Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
This guy has his own... He's from another internet radio station.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I thought you were saying that he had his own radio station.
He sounds like he works for a radio station up here in Florida.
What is the internet one?
I don't know. I think it's a regular radio station.
Well, see, there's a WZZR 94.3 FM. And that's in West Palm Beach.
No, it markets in West Palm Beach, but the location I think is actually in Tampa.
Hmm.
What's the problem?
I'm trying to tell you. I got to investigate because I just got the listing and all that for my job anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, listen, hold on 1 second, wait.
So what's the problem, man? What's the problem we having?
No, the guy that called up yesterday, he's from, well, we believe he's from this radio station. And what he does is he prank calls people. And what he tried to do was prank call us, but it didn't work.
Man, he
work.
Couldn't prank call us.
Exactly.
That shit.
Instead, the prank was on him. And the best thing about it is we knew his game.
Like, come on, son. We knew he was trying to sell something. Like, come on, dog. We knew this already. I ain't buying what you're selling, nigga.
Uh-huh.
funny money ass niggas.
Yo, Barney Rubble on a face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on
the fuck do you think he is?
Lilo and Stitch in a face-ass. bad. This little dog needs to shut the fuck up! Thank you. Fucking little Taco Bell dogs. Always fucking barking. Shut the fuck up. Damn.
It's not that dog's fault,
man. Shut the fuck up. Thank you.
It's not that dog's fault.
It is the dog's fault. I'm about to put the nigga inside the fucking grill or something.
Oh, that's your dog?
Nah, that's these niggas fucking downstairs, dog. You hear the nigga through the vents and all that shit. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
I'm like, yo, son. I had to check the nigga many a time. Like, yo, son, you just shut your fucking dogs out, B. I can hear them niggas through the vent, God. Like, I can hear them through the wall and through the vent, God. Like, really? I don't want to be in the fucking bathroom and all I hear is a fucking dog barking constantly because you ain't feeding them or whatever the fuck you doing to your dog.
Hey, while out Wednesday, we had, it actually went up. We had 65 archives. Tonight we had 29 people live. Yesterday was 39. And we already have two archives already.
All right.
Yeah.
The yesterday show was fucking retarded, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these niggas are swinging for the gates. Yeah, yesterday show was retarded. You know. When you have retarded people on there, you know, that tends to boost the crime rate, you know what I'm saying? You know, faggot-ass bitches and faggot-ass niggas getting no wins and mi casa, that's all I know. Straight up.
You don't get a wig to mi casa.
None in mi casa. You could try, you know what I'm saying? You could try, but you know, all have tried and all have failed. And then,
you don't get no wings in me, Papa.
Back, finish this motherfucking weed, watch this American Gangster shit on BET, and that's pretty much it.
And that is not a movement.
That's not a movement?
No, that's a movement.
Ah, shit, ain't nothing on TV, so I might as well watch this shit. You know how cable.
You sending this song out to C4SD.
Yeah,
you know.
No,
let me stop fucking bitching.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
So looking out, folks.
Looking out, folks.
This is the kind of shit I need.
Word.
So looking out, folks. Yeah. This is the kind of shit I need.
Come on.
So looking out, folks. Yeah. This is the kind of shit I need.
Soundtrack.
Niggas will never be able to fuck with me.
Boss,
never. In a million years.
Never.
In a thousand bars.
Never.
Below, yeah.
Y'all go this way, we go that way.
Yo, when I black out, I don't even hear you clear. I'm letting it go, and I don't even care who's there. One out of three, either the dirt, better the chair. If you're lucky, you might be brain dead for a year. Mastered every game, hit every dame. Heron error, my man pops, hit every vein. Wouldn't say I came up yet, I'm coming up. The money ain't in the diesel, the money's in the cut. Fifth by the pelvis, cause every week the block is somebody else's. Little niggas is selfish.
Woo.
Starting to get allergic to them like shellfish. Try to talk to them, give them something, they helpless.
Yeah,
old school with the rebuilt engine. And they look like Levi's, but they rebuilt denim.
Look
at the coward in his eye, you can see guilt in him. I done dealt with a snake, I can see real venom.
Hit him.
I ain't got time for the slammer.
Nah.
I ain't really worried about the 3 years, I worry about my hammer.
Not at all.
Lost my grandma. Which means much quicker to blame ya. On or off camera.
Like
calisthenics, hit the tread for stamina.
Let's go.
I'm a hustler, rap on gambler.
Woo.
Heavy bling, top of the line, everything. Name ring bells from group homes to everything.
Nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Shout out to my
Please.
Niggas up north.
Boss Flavor Stanford.
I know that's how you wanted me to do it, Pools.
Mm-hmm.
My niggas on
Spain
parole violations. My niggas stay. Niggas
Jay
that just came home from doing five or more. And shit like that. We here, baby.
We here, nigga.
Right here.
Right here.
Back to back, D-Block.
Case dismissed.
Case
dismissed.
Nightmares, I'm hearing 100 voices. Right, son is cautious, thinking about the dealer. Still owe me 100 horses. Give a fuck. Long as I leave my son a fool.
Predator pack.
Y'all can sign in PC again.
You better relax.
Yeah, the crime I puff might force me to say a harsh statement out of my mouth. It ain't shit funny, cuz, especially when I can have your head in the
same duffel bag
that
the money
was.
From
the hood life to the good life,
yeah.
Still let you get the whole thing for a good price.
Bitches.
What you doing? Gonna get you killed or bit. Pop in your favorite movie, you can
picture how I live.
As soon as you die, I know they got a scripture for you, kid, but it ain't gonna say
nothing
about
the bitching
that you
that
did.
Did.
My type of fun will annoy them. Death by electrocution or either poison. Life is your own movie. It's just how you play the part.
A lot of niggas got a mouth, but I got a heart, man.
Listen and channel it. One way or another, I'ma handle it. Even if I gotta get your nana hit. And as much as I love women and kids, the art of war is what it is. Serious biz.
Serious biz. Serious biz.
Back to back to back, these blocks.
That's right.
Jenny Kiss. Sal T. Kick Loose. Hustle Anthem on the technical difficulty. Yaga. Hey, yo, Pooh.
Hey, yo, don't play yourself.
Yeah.
We're getting money in the Commonwealth. VA all day,
all
the AK bag for help. Plenty of salt powder, come and go every hour. I made $100,000 and I ain't take a fucking shower. Candy sitting, engine all hit me out. Nigga riding with me, chrome all send me doubt. Whoever disrespect, $50 cross the neck. No school, but I keep up Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Your last rhyme was so-so.
She's
on fire, like that fire that come out of my fofo. Aston Martin, she got a pussy farting. Low Yankee hat, heavy weed, heavy sparking. Goddamn, I'm off the chain. Gotta write it down, it's too complex.
What?
Too come off the brain. I'm dynamical, hot but flammable. Cannibal, silverback, hello to the animal.
No
more.
Let a bullet hit your jaw like I'm Randy Couture. Kill your man and your dog, laying both on the floor.
Both.
Me and my little shooter routed all in the hall.
Yeah.
Fuck all of the law. People say I'm the mellowest fella. Like Duke Ellington, watch Ellis Fitzgerald. I'm
smooth.
Probably on my BA shit.
Yeah.
In the game, on some EA shit.
In the game.
I get it out, whip it, give it out, then flip it, then it's back on the same track. Look right, what's your price? Go ahead, name that. No, I be up in the gutter.
You know.
When I'm in VA, I be fucking with gutters. You can shoot it, you can snip it, you can smoke it. It ain't nothing but butter. I'ma shoot a fist fight in color. In a stab or two, anytime I'm going to war. I'm infallible. Please run up so the shotgun can splatter you.
My hustler, this I am them. If you get money, stand up. So if everywhere you go, you stay fly. Then shorty, put your hands high. My hustler, this I am you. If you get money, stand up. So if everywhere you go, you stay fly. Then shorty, put your hands high.
Yeah,
I got the window to throw it out and the pot to piss in. Get money and eliminate the competition. Limit, listen. Kisses the transmission.
Uh-huh.
I always been a young nigga with ambition.
Uh-huh.
For you to show me, but easy for you to tell me.
Yeah.
Really a hothead with a couple D's in your scully. You either in the grave or you bunking with a celly.
Yep.
I was going to get it before Jeezy and Kelly. 4-4 shit, Levi, low shit.
Yeah.
Air Force Ones or the Gucci's old shit.
Old
dope is still rocky.
Yep.
I used to cut it with the Quanine and Bonita. Now I just hit it with the Oxy.
Let's
go.
Pills,
giving me the chills, but I gotta adjust though, cause they bringing me the mills. The purple and the piff is still moving like it's legal.
Okay.
And I don't wanna talk about the Ari and the D.
Back to back to back.
Oh, this thing, your waist hurt.
To back. D block. This is the last song. L.E., hold on, man. I just gotta get the D-blockness out.
There you have it.
Chic Louche, new, fresh off the charts, chopping rock. D-block, this shit is hot. Only on technical difficulty. The TD show. It's not a game.
You already know where it's at. Already know. Right here. If you ain't here, we don't know where the fuck you at.
Exactly. SD. Kuba. Sick Fizzle. L.E.
Chop up, bag up, finish that, get some more. Take my little paper made, go and hit the Gucci store.
Yeah.
Gym stars, clear bags, and big cars.
Uh-huh.
Your guns is big, but not like ours. I'm territorial. I get money, so the block stay hotter than the 4th and Memorial. Guns cop,
uh-huh.
Burning, any car turning, any tires screeching, you see screeching. I grew up around it, church I never found it.
Nah.
Tried school, but rap music kept me grounded. My p's dirty, I quick flush, wipe my jewelry down with a rag and a toothbrush. I get it popping, no, I get it chopping. Nice talking jokes, low bags of coke. Come and get it, folks. I take big totes and look at the ass in front of me. I'm the you wanna be. Yeah, 100, 200, 300 staff. Why cop the milk when I could buy the whole cow?
Word.
Bet 100 when I could spin the whole thou. 80s flat top, slicing the eyebrow. I had to get money.
Uh-huh.
The bitch looking at me, can't be looking all funny. I'm the cook-up man. All white, let that dry in front of the fan.
Yeah.
Chase through the park by some fat-ass narc. Lose his ass, find a head house and spark. I've been chopping up before y'all little young soft started popping up. So we could get busy.
Uh-huh.
You don't gotta ask the wizzy. I've been... The ice cream man like P. Miller, Dawn of the Dead, my... Got him looking like straight thriller.
Yeah.
Chinchilla, never that. All on me cold, hell yeah. I could bring hell here. You f*** on me, dog. King of New York. Nah, but I got him on a hook. We D-block the mother straight up shit.
D-block!
If you don't stop, then I won't stop.
Never.
Continuously to get. Shit!
I grew up. That was a quadruple play of D-block back-to-back-to-back-to-back. We don't do that ever. It's technical difficulties. Welcome back to the special, probably 30 minutes of extra for the people out there that love TD show and just wish that it would not be over. Well, this is your extra hour. I got one question to ask. L.E., how did you feel when you saw the two girls' kitchen and out of nowhere, you saw a cup by an asshole and doo-doo pouring out of it?
Yo, son, that was the fucking nastiest shit. I think
niggas like that shit.
Dog, no, you know what's crazy? Is I realized today that I'm human. Like, before I thought I'm like, oh, I'm this fucking big, nasty motherfucker, I do anything. And but yo, son, dude, that shit was fucking nasty, dog. That shit almost had me fucking... Well, I was driving, son. You know how you gotta throw up?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to throw up, but you have, like, the water forming in your mouth and you gotta spit the water out?
Yeah.
Dog, I was fucking... mad syrupy in the mouth.
It's funny because I didn't think he was gonna check it out. Because he was like, yo, dog, I just saw the meat spin. And he said he made it to 120.
I actually said I made it to 8, you fucking fag.
No, but he said he made it to 8. And, well, you told me 16.
I actually said 8, fag.
Oh, okay.
Try to put me in the same category as you, fag.
Fag. But, I said, well, go to this one. He's like, nah, dog, I'm not going there. I'm like, look, man, it's two girls kissing and they're pissing on each other. He said, dog, I'm going to punch you in your face real hard if it's not. He said, dog, I'm being for real. So I call up Kuba while he's doing it. And my battery, it's funny because it was meant for that to happen because my battery was dying. So it let me make that three-way call. I said, Kuba, he's looking at the video. So she's like, yeah, it's all it is. The girl's kissing, that's it, yada, yada. And I said, yeah, and they're pissing on each other.
That nigga's infatuated with that shit?
Nah, that's not what was on there. It was really, well, I'm going to explain what's on there, but, oh, no, I'm not explaining it. I'll let other people listen and,
yeah,
you know, let them go to it. It's www.girls1cup.
Yeah.
.com.
Two girls, one what?
Two girls, one cup.
C-U-P. C-U-P.
Yeah, like a cup that you drink out of.
I mean, all right.
Yeah. So it's like, he goes, he's like, he's checking it out. He said, I'm watching from a distance. So all of a sudden, he's like, I don't down. Chicks are sexy.
It's like kissing and touching each other, licking
each other. Yeah, they're touching each other, licking each other. Okay, no doubt. Then all of a sudden, he's like, yo, no! I was on to my knees rolling out. Like, everyone in Acme was looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy? I was laughing so hard, though, and my phone died as you said, it was funny because it was in like a pause. He was like,
was when I saw them kicking. I was like, what? I was like, yeah. Because, all right, the rim of the cup, I was like, ah, that's not too bad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was bad, but I was just like, it comes out of nowhere. Like, you know, it's like gentleness. It's like, you know, gentleness and everyone's having a good time and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, the next screenshot is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
did you watch it all?
No, I didn't. Of course not. What do
so,
you mean?
So you didn't watch him chewing it?
No, listen. I saw them kissing. Right?
Uh-huh.
Another thing.
He didn't see the rest.
He didn't see the rest of it. See, dog, I almost threw up on my mom's computer.
I will never see the rest of it. I can't front because I'm not going to that website again.
Dog.
I talked to someone today, and they were like,
JJ, go back.
They were like, yo, son, listen, did you actually, because what they told me is that the one girl does it, and then the other girl throws up, and then the other girl eats the entire thing.
And dog, she just doesn't eat it and chew on it. She swallows it.
Oh my God, dog. That's
swallows what? Shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, no doubt. That's what y'all like, you know.
She shit in a cup.
She shit it in a cup.
Think, you know what's crazy? I think that has to be that in my all these years on this earth, that has to be the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell
like,
yeah.
Dog, yo, SD. I don't want to spoil it for the listeners, but like
I've seen like remember? Oh, I'm yelling, huh?
SD.
These two girls
are so fun. Like they're bad. So you're watching it. I think they're sex slaves, to tell you the truth. But you're watching it. You're like, damn, these chicks is this bad. Like they look, you know what I mean? International. Next minute, you see them kissing, touching, and quickly you see a couple. You see asshole, a cup, shit coming out the ass. Filling the cup up to the top.
Terrible, dog. Terrible.
Then they go on their knees, and they both put their tongue out, licking the top like it's an ice cream.
Oh, shit, that shit is hot.
Okay, this fucking asshole's not even paying attention, you know what?
I'm not, because I don't want to hear about that shit, girl.
Then why did you fucking ask them?
I didn't ask, girl.
You did.
I was eating shit, and you said, yeah, and I left it alone from there. But you know, if that infatuates you, you know, keep speaking on it.
There you go.
No, nasty shit. That shit was disgusting.
Man, yo, I swear that has to be one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious, and I've seen people get shot. I've seen people get shot in the head. I've seen people dead laying on the floor, stinking and everything like that. I've seen, you know, somebody's guts all on the ground. Listen, I've seen a lot of stuff, you know, as far as dead bodies are concerned and just people getting shot and everything.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, though. Straight up. I mean, that's actually worse than... I would actually rather do another tour in Iraq than watch that again.
Oh, you saw that in Iraq?
Yeah.
Guts hanging out?
I mean, yeah. I've seen it all, though. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
But, what I'm saying is I would actually do another tour,
another tour of all of that.
Huh? Right. Can we go back on their website and look again?
Wow.
That shit was terrible. So,
yeah, dog. Well, let me fill you in.
Mm-hmm.
Since I almost threw up. You know, I washed it off. After she chews it,
mm-hmm.
swallows it,
mm-hmm.
she stands over the chick that she was kissing, shoves her finger down her throat, and throws up the shit that she ate on the girl's face, like spits it in her mouth and all that.
Oh, my God, dog.
Then they start kissing.
Oh, boy.
Then they start taking turns throwing up on each other's face.
Oh, boy.
Dog,
you know what's crazy? I'm kind of terrible, too. Like, I'm not your average, you know, run-of-the-mill. But that's kind of, whoa. That's like, I don't know, dog.
Yeah.
Very well. You know? Very well. No, leave it. Leave it.
I saw this one today. It's two girls, one finger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was these two Asian chicks. They're kissing. You know, they got the tongue in the tongue. And then the girl just stands up and starts throwing up all over her face.
Nice.
And then
one chick her finger and the other chick's throat, and then she starts throwing up on her.
You couldn't work out there in the stuff today, huh?
Yeah, it was disgusting. And then to top it off, the one chick lays on the ground, and the other Asian chick just shits in her mouth.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
For $1 million, you let me shit in your mouth?
Hell no.
$1 million?
Hell no.
Yeah, you can shit in my mouth for $100,000.
Hell.
Hell, $1 million?
Hell no.
Let's make this happen. All I do is just, you know, go to the dentist, get my shit worked out.
Ugh, no, hell no.
Maybe not. Hey. Yo, A.
I don't think they got $1 million for that shit.
Yo, A.
Yeah.
Would you let a girl shit in your mouth for $1 million?
I'd say for it, I would, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Cooper's fronting right now.
See, for about a good $250. I can't front, though. Yeah, I would.
$250,000. Oh, yeah, a quarter of a million? Yeah.
No. $250,000.
$250,000.
Yeah.
That's a quarter of a mil.
Right, exactly. A quarter. As long as I have to chew it.
Huh?
As long as I have to chew it.
Oh, no, dog. You got to chew it, man.
Whoa,
you don't have to swallow it, but you got to chew it.
Whoa.
You got to chew for 10
seconds.
Hold up.
Ew, no hell. I see that.
You got to chew for 20 seconds.
I see myself with my mouth open in somebody's ass right in the, right there. Oh, hell no.
That definitely goes up. Get out of the way, man. Get out of the way.
I like looking at feet.
Huh?
I think it's ugly. I don't like looking at people's feet.
You don't like looking at feet?
No, I think feet are ugly.
So that explains why you turned out the lights and started sucking on my toes.
Yeah, you wish. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like feet. Feet are like, I don't know, they're ugly.
When are you coming back up here?
The 21st.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I think I have feelings for you.
I know I have feelings, bro.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I know I have feelings, bro.
Oh, yeah, you know you have. Yo. Hey, dog, you want to fight? Yo, dog, you want to fight?
Listen, dog, I'll mop you all over the ground, all right? You only wear a buckle five soap and wet.
Hey, we can fight right now, dog.
Listen, I don't.
Whoever hangs up first loses.
Listen, you know what? I will slap the two girls' World Cups out of you, all right?
You said what?
I will slap the two girls.
Cuba.
Yeah. So you hung up on him, right? That's such a pussy move.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so powerful. It's so fun to go. No, I hang up on him. I'm muted him.
You gonna hang up on who? Me?
Huh?
You gonna hang up on who? SB?
Nah. She thought I hung up on you.
Oh, no, no, he didn't hang up on me. See, look, she misses me already, dog. Come on now. Listen, we know that love connection, girl. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know the Carter. This guy, no name Carter.
The Carterette?
Nigga, yo, Makai Pfeiffer in the face ass, nigga.
Carterette. This guy I know from Carteret, New Jersey, right? How about that? Ah, good one, right? Good one, right?
Mm-hmm, that was a good one.
Carteret, New Jersey? Nice, nice.
Moms!
Anyway.
I went there once.
Mojente.
Mi gente.
Mi gente? I don't give a shit.
Mi.
Neither mi gente. I don't give a shit.
You don't give a two girls in one cup? Me neither, dog. I don't give a two girls in one cup
on,
either.
Son. That shit ain't cool. JJ will be on that shit later.
Hey, look, man. What the fuck you talking about, yo? Gorilla Zoe in a face-ass nigga?
Talking about you, you fucking... Fucking... Officer Hoyt in a face-ass nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, Russell Simmons in a face-ass nigga?
Nigga old Still from juicing a stomach-ass nigga.
Ah! Forget on this Peter Griffin in the chin-ass nigga.
Well, Roger Clemens in a mouth ass nigga.
To get on this foot soldiers from motherfucking Ninja Turtle in a face.
I was just about to say that shit.
I knew exactly. I knew you were gonna say that too.
You know I was gonna say that?
Hell yeah.
How you figured that?
Because what you said, foot soldiers. What other show has foot soldiers?
Yeah.
Straight up. What's them other niggas?
Black,
the putty.
This is a putty from Power Rangers.
Putty crew from Power Rangers. You know what I'm talking about, man. The putty crew, man. The putty crew, nigga.
The dudes who never talked.
Yeah, the niggas that never talked. They
all they do is
get their ass
whipped.
You know where I gotta go, son? The Mandarin House. That shit is so popping out here.
The what? Mandarin Lounge?
The Mandarin House, nigga.
Where is that?
Hey, yo, Cuba.
So it's over there on, you know, across the street from R.S. Strauss?
R.S. Strauss. That's,
Forest. Yeah, all the way down Forest.
All the way down R.S. Strauss. Where the hell is R.S. Strauss? Oh, okay.
Hey, yo, Cuba.
Right.
You talking about the festival?
Yo, Magnum P.I. and a face-ass chick.
Yeah.
A cycle in the face-ass nigga.
Yo, Tim Hardaway and a face-ass chick.
That shit is so good, son. And the Mandarin.
No more guy in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Jack Bauer from 24 in a face ass.
Yo, Jack Tripper from Three's Company in the face ass.
Jack Tripper, nigga.
Yo, Bernie Mac in a face ass chick.
Three's Company.
The Mandarin House, B.
All right. You talking about the Spanish talk?
Oh, Mr. Styron, pussy.
Huh?
Come on, Mr. Styron. I'm trying to put this man on. The man.
The roast has just started. Ladies and gentlemen, you have 15 minutes before we hang up. The roast has just started. About to get on this old Dr. Robotnik and a face-ass chick.
Right, go on, finish your little sentence, yo, violent in the face-ass nigga.
Mandarin House, you hear me, E? The fucking Mandarin House.
The Madrid House or something like that.
the Madrid, the Mandarin. I call that shit the Mandarin House. That shit so
you're talking popular. About the Spanish restaurant, right?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, it's called the Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, right? I'll be calling that shit the... Nah, nigga. You still getting me fucked up. The Mandarin House, God. The Mandarin House, son. It's the Chinese restaurant.
I know what you're talking about now.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Yeah,
he knows what you're talking about, yo, Connie tongue and a fake ass nigga.
He wants me to get on him. He wants me to get on him. I'm about to slag on this Edward Norton in the face ass nigga. Avery Johnson in the face ass nigga.
Hey, yo, chin the butt in the face ass nigga.
Get on this Tex Avery in the face ass nigga.
Get on this Texas Ranger in the mouth ass nigga.
Get on this.
I got him, huh?
Yeah, got him.
I was about to spit my joke, but you wanted to be so, you know.
Nah, so
overexcited, and you know, you think you got me on.
Yeah, I know that, yo. Joey Buttons in the mouth, ass nigga.
Joey Buttons in the mouth.
Oh, red man in the eyes, ass nigga.
Man, I'm
about I'll take some old butter loaf sulfurs off in the face.
I have to get on this Buddy Limbeck in the face, ass nigga.
Oh, Buddy Holiday in the neck, ass.
I'm about to get on this Buddy Love in the face, ass nigga.
Oh, I think that Buddy Love. Oh, Alvin Simon Theodore in the mouth, ass nigga.
Oh shit, that was fucking funny.
Oh,
get on this King Tut in the face, ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Megazord in a mouth-ass chick.
Once again, this two-headed monster from Sesame Street in the face-ass nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm about to get on this old telly fucking Sesame Street in the face-ass chick.
Oh, Elmo in the face-ass nigga.
Yo, Ernie and Bert in the mouth-ass chick.
Ernie in the pajamas in the face.
Yo, crab in the vagina in the face ass chick.
Cicely Tyson in the face ass chick.
I in the face ass nigga.
Meg Ryan with a baldy and a head ass chick.
Nigga, your static cord has been cut.
This Meg Griffin in the face ass chick.
You old cousin It from the Adam
family. Oh, Malcolm X in the face ass chick.
He Ruxpin in the face ass nigga.
Teddy Ruxpin in the face ass.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin.
Yeah, that shit is so funny.
E, don't get all quiet, old Daddy Warbucks in the mouth
that,
ass nigga.
Brandon Frazier in the face ass nigga.
Oh, no, I was just checking the seat. I got some
nigga.
Mail. I was in my mail. My bad, fellas.
What'd you say, Cuba? Listen.
I said, oh, Britney Spears in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cruella DeVille in the face ass chick.
Cruella DeVille.
Yo, Ursula from Little Mermaid in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Big Shirley in the face ass chick.
Yo, Mr. Drummond in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Laverne and Shirley in the face ass chick.
So come on, knock on our door and a face ass nigga.
You want to take it to those kind of jokes, huh? You want to take it to those kind of jokes, huh? I'm thinking on this Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in the face ass nigga. You want to take it to those kind of jokes, huh? I had a dream in a slacks and a face ass nigga.
Well, they get on this old happy birthday. Stevie Wonder in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Mike from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yo, Buzz Lightyear in a face ass chick.
Pootie in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Pootie Tang in a hair ass chick.
In the face ass chick.
Oh, Jolly Green Giant in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Brad Pitt in the mouth ass chick. Oh, George Clooney in the nose
ass. Face ass nigga.
Mr. Magoo
in the no ass.
Mr. Magoo in the face ass chick.
Oh, stop snitching T-shirt in the face ass chick.
Homer with the 3-line comb over in the face ass nigga.
Oh Lord.
old Big Daddy t-shirt wearing in the face ass.
Oh, snap on this Joe Kim on a face ass chick.
Oh, snap into a Slim Jim in the mouth ass nigga.
I just thought about that fucking commercial with the guy.
About to get on this Slim Jim mascot and the face ass.
Oh, Macho Randy Savage and a mouth ass chick.
Oh, Hector Honcho Camacho with a face ass nigga.
Oh, Lord Tariq and a mouth ass chick.
Ah, you old Thurgood Marshall with a face ass nigga.
Oh, Lupe Fiasco and a mouth ass nigga.
Ah, you old Betty Rubble in a face ass nigga.
Oh, you got in a face ass nigga.
You old Gazoo in a face ass nigga.
Oh, Ludacris in a face ass nigga.
Oh, Pinky in a brain in a face ass nigga.
Oh, Maxi Pad mascot in a face ass nigga.
You old Duck Dodgers in a face ass nigga.
Oh, Deuce using in a mouth ass nigga.
Ah, you old Elmer Fudd in a head ass nigga.
Oh, Spearmint Gum in a mouth ass nigga.
You old Pit Bull in the teeth in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Porky the Pig in a mouth ass nigga. Oh, Nautica boat riding in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Carl Kanai in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Tommy Hilfiger in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to slag on this Mark Echo in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to buck on this old Pam Grant in the mouth ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Sidney Poitier in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Busta Rhymes in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Antonio Gotti in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Terrell Owens in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Eddie Bauer in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this old Pathfinder mouth ass nigga.
About to get on this Jackie Gleason in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Shoulder Master in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Princess Leia in the mouth ass nigga.
About to get on this Mario Brothers in the foot ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this King Bowser in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to say that dog. I'm about to get on this Master Splinter in this show top face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Joycey Mitchell in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this McNabb in the foe ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Willie Mays Hayes in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this old Bear Force mascot in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Miami Vice in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this old Star Buckwild in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Blues Clues dog in the face ass nigga. I'm
about to get on this White Trash Helene in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Cuba Gooding Jr. in the mouth ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this La Cubanita from Technical Difficulties in the face ass nigga.
Oh shit! I'm about to get on this Marlon Wayans in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Pops in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Don't Be a Menace to South Central in the face ass
nigga. Oh, Smokey in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Crazy Legs in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, you dirty bus driver.
I'm about to get on this construction pit worker.
I'm about to get on this floor master. I'm
about to get on this grocery store bouncer.
I'm about to get on this grocery store bagger.
I'm about to get on this paper or plastic in the face ass nigga.
I ain't gonna pump my gas, nigga.
Go do my taxes, nigga.
Go change my oil, nigga.
Go cut my lawn, nigga.
Go wash my car in the rain, nigga.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Go rake my snow in the backyard, nigga.
I'm about to get on this, nigga.
Go shovel my leaves, nigga.
Go wash my windows, nigga.
Okay, old Kermit the Frog in a mouth ass, nigga.
About to get on this Fagio in the face ass.
Fabio. I can't believe it's not butter in a mouth ass, nigga.
I'm about to get on this margarine in the face ass, nigga.
About to get on this old cream of wheat face ass, nigga.
Wait, yeah, he mad quiet.
Yeah, nigga, you can get roasted too, nigga.
Uncle Ben's rice in the face ass, nigga.
Hell, yo, eat yo afro, man, because I got high in the mouth ass, nigga.
About to get on this gutter man in the nose ass, nigga.
So y'all rapid fire, man, back and forth.
Nah, dog, you get roasted too. The flame has no friend. Oh, Akon in the skin ass, nigga.
And Hutch in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, Cassidy after the accident in the jaw ass, nigga.
Mario Luigi in the face ass, nigga.
Oh, Kanye West in the chin ass, nigga.
Oh, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney in the face ass, nigga. Man, I'm feeling too, because I'm heating both of y'all up at the same time.
Oh, oh yeah? Oh, oh, hold on, hold on,
hold on, hold on. I'm about to hear this.
It was three pairs. I was heating y'all both up at the same time.
I'm about to get on this Ferdinand Magellan in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this old Amanda Perez in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Perez Hilton in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this lit Pitbull in the face-ass nigga.
Bro, you started, bro.
Cut it, Paul. I'm about to get on this.
Yeah, I definitely fell out.
To get on this Questlove Dollar in the face-ass nigga.
Get on this fucking Moody in the face-ass nigga.
About to get on this Joyce Myers in the face-ass nigga.
About to get on Oprah and Stedman in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Sally Struthers in the face-ass nigga.
About to get on your damn Oprah and Gayle in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Larry King Live in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson.
I'm about to get on this Dennis Hopper in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Mark Aguirre and Dennis Rodman in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Jean-Luc Picard in the face-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Whoopi Goldberg in the lips and my man.
Ah, child, I'm about to get on this Matt Forrest with his neck in the face-ass nigga.
My man.
Wesley Snipes in the skin-ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this Avon lady in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this Eddie Murphy and Della Reese in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this Touched by an Angel in the face ass.
Yeah.
You know, this George and Weezy Jefferson in the face ass.
There you go. There you catching on. I get props for heating both of y'all up at the same time. Come on now.
I mean, a little something, not too much though.
Nigga, yo, mozzarella string cheese.
Well, I'm just about
nigga.
To call that shit too, bro. Mozzarella cheese, paleo string cheese in the face ass. Probably on this. That was funny. Paleo string cheese, nigga. Give him this.
Oh, Paleo String Cheese mascot in the mouth ass.
You said David Hasselhoff.
And Pam Anderson. Don't forget the Pam Anderson.
And Pam Anderson. Ah, what that nigga.
Y'all at the same time, bro.
Lucky y'all remember that nigga name, son, from fucking Baywatch, God.
You know what? I have to talk loud on this. Bluetooth.
What the fuck is that nigga's name?
Really? Yeah.
That's him. That's David Hasselhoff. From Baywatch. Yeah, from Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Oh, Michael
was his name. I couldn't.
Oh, yo, cool, but that was cute, yo, Kid Capri in a face ass chick.
That's
a
cool.
Yeah,
George Lopez in
a
face ass chick.
Turner in the face ass nigga.
Okay. Yo, Pooch Man from Power 99 and face ass chick.
Ass nigga.
I have to get on this Herman Munster in the face ass chick.
Touching the face ass nigga. Let me get up.
Yeah, get your lazy ass up, yo. Citibank worker and a face-ass chick.
It was Hellboy and a face-ass chick.
Oh, Bank of America and a face-ass chick.
Mm-hmm. Tattoo from Fantasy Island and a face-ass nigga.
Arch of Dimes and a face-ass chick.
Yo, white boy from that Black Bitches show and a face-ass chick.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Ewok and a face-ass nigga.
Yo, I Love New York and a face-ass chick.
Oh, shit.
Alien from Signs in the face ass nigga.
How you put it up from Aliens in the face ass chick?
Oh shit.
Yo, Pac-Man in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Miss Pac-Man in the face ass chick. Yo, Ghost is from the Pac-Man in the face ass chick.
Yo, Cools and Ghosts in the face ass chick.
And yo, Firefox fucking mascot in the face ass chick.
Oh,
in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Star Fox in the face ass chick.
Crash.
Yo. The
crash
beard ass nigga.
Oh, this nigga said Crash Bandicoot.
Mm-hmm. You Jabba the Hutt in the face ass nigga.
You old fucking King Tut in the face ass chick.
You old Ronald McDonald in the wig ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
That Wendy's mascot in the head ass chick.
You old Reverend Jesse Jackson in the face ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Al Sharpton in the face ass.
I'm about to get on this foot in the butt in the face ass chick.
And this Bugs Bunny in the teeth ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this.
Miss Frankie from South Park in the
fucking shit ass nigga.
On this Miss Chokes on dick in the face ass chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. We watches those shows too.
Oh man, Vanilla Ice in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Ice Cube in the face ass chick.
Magnum P.I. in the face ass chick.
Ashton Kutcher in the face ass chick.
Jack and Kutcher in the
face-ass
chick.
Yo, Opie and Anthony in face-ass chick.
Yo, Osama Bin Laden in the beard.
Yo, Terminator 3 in the face-ass chick.
You Planters, the peanut guy.
I'm about to get on this fried planter nose in the face-ass chick.
I'm about to get on this Statue of Liberty in the face-ass chick.
And this eating greasy motherfucker.
I'm about to get on this Revan running in the face-ass chick.
I'm about to get on this Robin Givens in the face ass chick.
Mike Tyson in the voice ass nigga.
Whoa,
oh, Michael Jackson in the voice ass chick.
You are Whitney Houston in the fucking bodyguard face ass nigga.
Whoa.
Steven Seagal in the face ass chick.
You Antonio Banderas in the fucking face ass nigga.
Mask
Zorro with a face ass chick. Yo, Jackie Chan and a legs ass chick.
You old brother man and Bosco from Martin.
About to get on this King Beef in a face ass chick.
About to get on this Beef Western in a face ass chick.
Jack Daniels in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Western Beef mascot in a face ass chick.
I'm about to get on this Sea Town in a face ass chick.
You haven't threw that in the face ass nigga.
Oh, shit.
On this boy of beans and rice in a face ass chick.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, yeah, he real quiet. I'm about to get on his
beans in the face
Knotts,
ass nigga.
Don Knotts in the face ass nigga.
Yeah, I'm eating some pasta, some pastini.
Oh, you eating some pasta? Yo, exhibit lookalike and a face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Bogey's at E. Let me get a bogey, nigga. Let me get two. Matter of fact, let me get a pack, nigga, on you, nigga.
Okay.
5 hours, nigga, in the hood, nigga.
Yo, grind mode in the face ass nigga.
Grind mode, nigga.
You heard that song before?
Nah.
I'm So High by Grind Mode?
Negative.
You'd like it?
Negative.
You'd like it.
What the fuck you talking about?
Roaches everywhere! Two at the foot, two at the head. I then like to sleep with John, Johnny, pee to bed, 7 o'clock. Fucking roaches out the cereal box.
Straight up.
Fuck that. See, Cuba gets a little too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba, you gonna hold your tears back?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Whoa, what the fuck was that?
Uh-huh.
You gonna hold your tears back?
Hold my tears for what?
You Ren and Stimpy in the face ass chick.
Oh, shit.
For collecting in the face ass nigga?
Timon and Pumbaa in the face ass chick.
Sosa in the leg ass nigga?
You old Nala from Lion King in the face ass chick.
You know, Eddie Murphy, I have no legs and legs ass nigga.
Oh, really?
Oh, fat chick from, what's that, Norbit?
To give you blood.
Oh, shit.
3 months.
I think you're on this sideshow
what
melody.
What you doing in here anyway? You ought to be home with your mama.
You did lady in the face ass nigga?
Boy.
Sideshow Bob in the face ass chick.
13.
Easy.
You know, Sonny Carson in a face ass nigga.
I think you're on a T-Zell in a face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, Max.
All that I got in is you.
Yo, Maximus Decimus Murderous in a face ass nigga.
You Booteous Maximus.
Yo. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl and 3 sons? But going through this difficult stage, I find it hard to believe. While my old earth had so many seeds, but she's her own woman. And due to me, I respect that. I saw life for what it's really worth and took a step back. Family ain't family no more. We used to play ball, eggs after school, eat grits cause we was poor. Grab the flies for the channel, fix the hanger on the TV. Rocking each other's pants to school wasn't easy. We survived winters,
snotty nose with no coats. We kept it real, but the older brother still had jokes. Sadly, daddy left me at the age of 6. I didn't know nothing, but mommy neatly packed the shit. She cried, and grandma held the family down. I guess mommy wasn't strong enough, she just went down. Check it, 15 of us in a 3-bedroom apartment, roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there, 4 on the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at
the head.
I didn't like to sleep with John, Johnny peed the bed, 7 o'clock, fucking roaches out the cereal box. Two shared the same spoon, watch a Saturday cartoon. Sugar water was a thing, every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And it was days I had to go to Texas with a note. Satan, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke, so embarrassing I couldn't stand a knock in they door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy wears the toilet paper, used the newspaper. Look, this girl gave us a couch, she's the neighbor, things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. Two brothers with muscular dystrophy, she killed me, but I remember this. Mom's a lick of fingertips, she wiped the coal out my eye before school with a spit. Caseworker had her running back to face to face. I caught a case house and tried to throw us out of our place. Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why? Yeah.
Love
and I'm so thankful for all that I got is you. Word up, mommy. I love you.
And I'm so thankful
for
all that I got is you.
It's all you.
Word.
You brought me here like this.
Yo, what the hell is going on?
It consists of the sun, moon, and stars, and them planets would exist in my space.
That is.
Like man, woman, and child. You understand? We got to keep it real.
Yo.
With reality, and reality gonna keep it real with us. I remember them good old days. Because see, that's the child I was. What made me the man I am today. Because if you forget,
yeah, where, you forget
from,
where you come from, you're never
gonna
make
it where
you're
going.
Because you lost reality.
Because you lost
yourself.
The reality of yourself.
What the fuck
take
you
one
come?
Stroll through your mind and see what you will find.
See what you will find.
And you see your whole universe all
over
again,
again,
and again and again and again and again and again. Yeah.
Hey, yo, E. Yo, E.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Kuba got nervous or she started crying or something because
of that song?
Yeah.
Really?
She's not on no more.
Wow.
That's D.
Yeah.
What happened, man? What are you talking about? What the fuck for?
Nah, because this fucking shit started tweaking over there. Yeah, I didn't vote the last one. But the last one was the primary, no?
What does this dude at work?
No,
nah,
no.
Nah, he's at his mom's.
It was a primary.
He's at his mom's crib.
Oh. There was a proposition about the reservoir upstate. I voted no.
Yeah, but this, the last one I missed. I missed. Yeah, I remember it. It was in I'm going every time. Hey, listen, I'm gonna put myself on mute. Glad you guys talk amongst yourselves. All right, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'm about to play the song and I'm signing off.
All right, no problem. Still talk amongst yourselves, like I said. And then
trap.
Like I said, and then
shut
sign off.
Shut your trap.
How about that?
And you don't have to put me on mute. I'm gonna put myself on mute. Bye.
I mean, you're a trap shutter. Shut your trap.
You're a trap shutter and your mother's a leg opener. Her legs stay open.
A bread spreader.
Her legs stay open like
2-4 stores, nigga.
Like 7-Eleven.
Legs stay open like 24-hour stores, nigga.
Word. Make sure y'all tune in. Tomorrow night's gonna be Y Friday. Hopefully we'll be fully staffed. Thank you for showing us the love and support. Make sure you hit us up on our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show, where we will be entertaining you and offending you at the same time. Especially if you act stupid.
Oh yeah.
It's my me, JJ, X-Man, as well as my boy right here, SD. We got LE in the background. You know, being a real puss boy. And La Comunita as well, 6-4. Make sure y'all keep it locked. Show us mad love. Tomorrow's gonna be from, I don't know, it's still up in the air. We might start the show at 8 so we can leave it at 10 because it seems like it's busier around 8 o'clock. Then again, we might keep it at 7. We don't know. It's still up in the air, but, you know, I will let the people know as well as my crew know. But, like I said, thank you for showing love and support.
Get your bags right.
Yeah, what he said.
Get your bags right, man.
Get your bags right?
Bags right. Cop the ass bags.
But tomorrow's gonna be Y Friday, so thank you for tuning in. And show us a lot of support. Make sure you comment us on MySpace as well as Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you rate us. You know, because we need that love. We're showing y'all love, so show us love by hitting us up with ratings and showing the people at Blog Talk Radio that you actually enjoy listening to us. I want to give a shout out to everybody out there holding it down. South Jersey, all of Jersey, New York, the whole East Coast, as well as the world. Philly, I want to give a shout out to all the haters. Definitely give a shout out to you guys. Without you guys, I wouldn't be in this position. SD, you got any shouts?
Shout out to my projects, man. West Brighton Houses, man. Shout out to the whole Staten Island. Shout out to all my motherfucking homies, all the Don Moves. You already know, man. 212 with me. Holla.
Did I fuck it up?
I'll let you decide.
Hey, E, you got any shout outs?
That's not. Yeah, had that pack of bogeys for me when I get up there too.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody.
Whoa! Shout out to the free phone you got.
1976 and Monte Carlo with 26-inch rims.
Get your phone right.
Yeah, get your phone right. Say that again.
Listen, I'm gonna mute myself.
All right.
What is he? He's not gonna repeat himself?
He is. Shout out to the dude that gave away free phones.
It worked. Shout out to the African that gave that man a free phone.
Shout out to the man that received that free phone.
Most importantly, shout out to the man that says he makes more money than all of us put together and still has a free phone.
Word. Still got a piece of shit phone.
Piece of shit.
Shout out to all the people I shat on today.
Oh yeah.
Best believe I will be shatting on you tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't stop.
It can't stop.
This is the Shat Out production.
This is what this show is based on. People getting shat on. Come get shat on.
We got copyrights. The Flame has no friends.
No friend, man. Copywritten, man. Written in
this
stone.
Is copywritten.
Man. Written in stone. Flame.
Rights are reserved. Trademark. Whatever you want to say is all there.
I'm saying, so don't let me hear that nowhere else other than the TD show, man. Technical difficulties. Y'all know where it's at, man.
It's not a game, man.
Y'all already know, man.
Instead of signing out like we normally do, man, we're going to sign out the way that we fucking do it.
Yeah, I'm ready
fucking
to
out
laugh.
Of here.
Laugh.
Peace, nigga.
Nigga.